Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 48!
LOL?
Yep, our 100th episode is called LOL. It's in reference to the 99 funnier titles that came out before it and after it.
It's true. So, you may think, oh man, what are they gonna do for the 100th episode? Nothing!
No, something that, right there. Mentioned it was the 100th episode, that's the something.
We couldn't think of anything worthwhile to do for the 100th episode at such a short time frame, since we forgot it was the 100th episode until like a week ago. So,
our bad.
Basically, I mean, we're going to do some sort of special episode for the 2-year anniversary deal. So we're just kind of celebrate it then, since it's only like
it's going to be Celebration Tyson 2012.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call it, so.
We'll team up with people we hate. Oh, wait, no, we won't, because we're against team-ups. I'm sorry.
Otto was very against
Plus
all
we
this.
Hate them. But...
And that, too.
So, that'll be released on the Ramblers at some point whenever we
do stuff.
Figure out what we're doing.
Kimiga Daijobu, good job. Sorry.
Oh, let's go.
I love Go Busters. I can't hold it in.
Anyway.
It's the only theme song anything ever needs.
I think that's all for the intros.
Onesies, yes!
So, one-ups.
Damn it, Gretchen.
I am trying, damn it.
So, what do we got going on? I don't know.
You turned gay.
Oh, right. No, that never happened. I really haven't gotten anything. I got the Empire of Ice set and the Victini movie. I think that's the only thing I've bought.
I gotta get the Victini movie still. I didn't get that yet. Just saying.
Yeah, that's the only thing I got for Easter. I got this big plush Blackbird from Angry Bird Space.
Space.
He's pretty awesome.
Space, space, space.
I love him. But yeah, that's really it. I ordered some things.
Did you? What'd you order?
I ordered... Let's see. The other day I got the Bo Kendra key set. And then I bought Kevin Legend Rider Switch sets.
And tonight you bought me an O's key set.
And I bought myself an O's key set, and then I went to go buy Dawson an O's key set, and then they were gone.
But it's okay, because that's technically a team-up, and Wada was against team-ups, so...
It's like, it comes in stock, and I'm just sitting there seizuring at the add-to-cart button, not knowing what to do.
So,
Neat keys, but against team-ups. Arrgh, he's foaming at the mouth.
Let's see, I made a HLJ order.
What?
And I also... possibly made a Mondrake order.
This is hot, fresh news before it hits the blog.
What's this HLJ order, sir?
So, the HLJ story, they were having a Chogokin sale.
Oh, God.
Apparently, Sochaku Henshin's count as Chogokin items because they're diecast. So I was looking at those, and they had... Oops. Just tossed the room.
They had oops?
The
they had Miu?
Yes.
They had Jaffe.
And so they had a bunch of Hibiki guys. They had Hibiki, Hibiki Kuranai, Ibuki. They had Zanki, but I have Zanki already. And they had a Kiva Basha. So I added the four I needed to my cart. And then I was like, well, I need that Pikachu Pokeflot kit. It's the only one I need. So then I went and got that. And then I was like, you know what? I like these. So I went on the sales and I put SIC, Kiwami, Blade Jack, Blade King, Agito Ground, and Agito Trinity into my cart because they were on sale. and I was looking at this cart going, okay, if all these things are in stock in 24 hours, then it's a sign that I should buy them. And so I waited. And then they were all still in stock. So I'm like, it's a sign. And then, so I stared at it. And I was like, you know what? I don't need these Tochaku Henshins because they're pretty shitty. So I got rid of those. And then I replaced them with a Shoutmon Cross 4 vinyl. Because Forever Crossheart.
Team Crossheart for life, represent.
And so I bought the four SICs and the Pikachu and the Shoutmons.
Alright, wait, hold on. I have to go look at. I have a list I have to maintain for the moment, sir.
I forgot about the Kiwami list.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me go to it. I need you to repeat what you bought in a timely and organized manner. Our site is running slow, so this will take a second.
Well, it's running really slow right now. I don't know why.
Yeah. What was this Mandarake order, Brian?
The Mandarake order has something I can't disclose because it is a present for somebody who I know is listening. And so I can't say what that part is. But I can say that the other part is hoping to secure an SIC Ixa and Dark Kiva for cheap.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Okay, so which Kiwamis did you get, Brian?
Blade Jack.
Blade Jack.
Blade King.
Braid King.
Agito Ground.
Let's scroll. Agito Grand.
And Agito Trinity.
Agito Torinetti.
While you're there, put me down for Wolf, Orphanok, Horse, Orphanok, and Kuga.
Oh, shit-faced.
Looks like me saying Wolf, Orphanok's pretty nice last night, did it?
They're so cheap.
Right?
Just like your mother.
And then you can review them for the site.
It looks what it looks like is that Dawson has competition here. This was
as long as he doesn't review Ben 10, I'm fine.
This was a Dawson exclusive list.
Well, we made an agreement that I wouldn't review Ben 10.
Yeah. Let's see how long that lasts. Brian's looking at those views on that view count on the ViewScope Ultra Matrix and is going, I could have that too.
If he doesn't review Pokemon toys, I won't review Ben 10 toys.
I'll review like the really old Pokemon toys. This is the Squirtle Evolution set that I got at Walmart like 15 years ago. You could probably buy it if you have a time machine.
Time machine. Oh yeah, I forgot SIC Gills and another Agito too.
Brian, how many toy lines are you buying? No, you know what? I don't know.
Shut up. I don't know. I can't answer because I don't know. God damn it.
You're not the only one buying things on sprees. Let's move along to the one for the moment sane member of this show. Let's go to Dawson. I think Brian's done. Brian, you done?
Yeah.
I'm sane?
I said for the moment.
I went to the Tigers game. We totally kicked the Red Sox ass.
The bunny. Maybe that's what that is. People keep mentioning this bizarre thing to me. I don't know what they're talking about. No. All right. Okay. This movie is just in time for How I Met Your Mother. Anyway, let's see. Chewy! I don't know why I end up saying Chewy. So I got my AmiAmi box, and that was filled with mixed things. We got stuff to complete GoBustro, and that's all imposing, and Magic King's all awesome, and Elect States is all shitty, and the BAMP series...
Mine's not, haha.
And, what else was there? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, the GoBustro keys are just sitting there not being opened. And the Mobirets are sitting there not being spelled correctly. So that was fun. So I haven't really done much of anything interesting. I finished up watching the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and that was really fun. And I went to go see American Reunion, and that was really fun. And all that fun. Okay, I'm done. Trying to talk about soaps here. This is serious.
This story isn't nearly as compelling as mine was.
No. I haven't really bought anything. I haven't had the urge, really.
Okay. I'm going to pause this game. I'm not playing. Let's see. I got my AmiAmi box later than expected, but it came. And my Elect States is not jacked up. Magic King is, like, so beautiful. Nugget Jiroika, while I still like him, he's not as cool as I thought he'd be. And what else did I get? Legend Mode Pirates is okay. Aqua Red Key is pretty nice. And then, oh, that Gombrite Binder I got there is actually pretty cool because it's got Hibiki on it. And Yellow Buster just fell over. That's cool.
The
vinyl.
The person.
Yeah, she just fell over.
She ran out of sweets and just fell over.
Sweets!
Monet!
Why is Ghost of Yellow here?
Chocolate.
Anyway, so then chocolate? Saturday, my CS Toys box here with Sky High and the Legend Switch set came. The Legend Switches are actually pretty cool. Like, I really like them. They're much better than those clear blue ones, even though I'm still buying those, because I need to have all of them now that I started buying them. Shut up. It's my logic. I'll do it if I want to.
It's my logic. I'll buy if I want to. Buy if I want to. Buy if I want to. You would buy, too, if you'd seen it. Something. I don't know. I didn't plan that far ahead.
You might buy it if you've seen it. That's what I heard.
Shut up.
And then, like Brian said, he bought me things. So we already went through that. And then I made a Mandarake order a little while ago. Like, literally a little while ago.
Orders.
Shut up. I got the 40th anniversary O medals. Like, those special, like, actual show-size Tatoba medals. And because it was not 5,000 yen, I needed to buy something else to get it, not pay that 500 yen shipping fee, or the handling fee. And so I got the Figure Arts Taka Kiriba Toss set. Because it was, like, even cheaper than what Brian paid for it, which made me feel even better about myself. And then I made another purchase. That was from Shibuya. I made a purchase from Nakano because I found more cheap figure arts that I don't own. And I feel like buying things. So I got the Neo Trooper so that I have all of those guys. And I bought a Thought Bubble. I don't know why I bought a Thought Bubble, but it was really cheap. And I was like, I'll buy a Thought Bubble. And I'm going to put this order over 5,000 yen.
You bought a Thought Bubble?
I bought a Thought Bubble.
You actually bought that? You spent the entire time complaining about how it's not a real person.
It's not.
What are we talking about?
A Thought Bubble.
It was cheap.
Axel Extreme?
It was cheap, Brian. It was cheap.
I know it's cheap because no one wanted it.
Like, what, Brian? What did you pay for it, Brian?
Retail.
3,000? 3,500?
Wait, did I
got mine for less than that.
What'd you get for $2,500?
Yeah. It's probably still not even worth that, but I was like, this is cheaper than...
It's not worth that, but...
It's better than what Brian paid, and it's double, so I feel a little bit better about myself because it's double. And I still have more carts that I haven't actually made the purchase on yet, but...
Do it.
So that's, those are pending, but I want to get those premium O metal keys, but they're really expensive.
Premium O metal keys?
I mean, premium. Shut up.
My mind just exploded in what the
fuck.
And I
got shit on for calling memories metals and metals memories.
Damn. Yeah, but you're an idiot, so.
Vicious.
The premium O metal set. They're there, but I'm like, they're really expensive. But I want them. So I don't know yet. I still have to see about that. But I don't think I got anything else.
You don't think. That's your problem. You don't think.
I mean, I know. I got most of my my reviews done, and they're going to be going up. And they're very quotable. They're fun. Everyone should watch them. So yeah, that's about it. I think we're done. We can move on to the nudes, which Brian did not give me a set of links for.
Oh, that's because the only news we have is the article you wrote.
Shut up. I don't know my article. Okay, so basically, our one news story is that we have toy catalog scans of the Buster Machines that are upcoming. Yay. Beat Busters is the BC04DX Go Buster Beat, with BC being Beetle Crane. Three modes. Crane mode, which looks like smokescreen from Armada, except blue and gold. Beetle mode, where the arm becomes the horn. And then Go Buster Beat, which is basically like Go Buster Ace, just with the Beetle instead of the cheetah car. It's a July release, 5,040 yen, unless you buy it from Miami, which gets to be cheaper. Stag Busters is the SJ05 Stag Beetle, SJ4 Stag Jet. Two modes. The SJ5 Jet Plane.
Which Stag Jet.
What? It
said 4.
Oh, SJ05 Stag Beetle. It's got Jet Mode, which is like Starscream, kind of, and the Beetle Mode. It can combine with the Shin Canal, I mean the Go Buster Ace, to make Go Buster Ace Stag Beetle. Very creative name, I know. It can also combine with Go Buster Beat to make Beater. Beater. To make Buster.
That's my job.
Yeah, Brian. Brian is a wife
beater. There was Ninja Stars in my version.
And it will also be out in July for only $29.40, again, unless you buy from AmiAmi.
Did you mention it could sit on top of the Beetle?
Oh, no, I did not. You can sit it on top of the Beetle, and like it launches off of the crane arm or something. Then we have another Buster Machine, because Brian wanted more Buster Machines, and this is the FS-00 Frog. Brian's saying the FS could fight. Brian edited my post to say that it could possibly mean frog sub. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Douche. And it's only got the one adorable little frog mode.
At least we can see it looks likely that that's all it has. But
yeah, with a missile launcher on its back and some turbines on its legs. It like can combine with the Go Buster-O in place of the rabbit and what looks like parts of the gorilla to form Go Buster Caro-O. We don't know when it comes out yet. The price is kind of blurry, but it looks like $31.50, which seems kind of expensive for something with one mode, but it's probably a little bit bigger or something. I don't know.
It's going to probably be however much the rabbit was.
Yeah. I don't
know. Unless it comes with something. Yeah. Because, I mean, I highly doubt it's going to be bigger than the rabbit.
Yeah. And we can't see the whole picture, though, because it's only like half of a page. Yeah. Like, the other ones are a full page. We can't see it's like a half a fucking page.
Because it looks like all it does is the head replaces the gorilla head, and then
replaces the arms.
Yeah, and then it might get a new helmet, maybe.
Yeah.
But the only thing, I can't tell what that thing is at the left edge. It looks like a little box.
It's a box.
It might be the Buddyroid. I don't know exactly. I can't really tell what's going on there. But
yeah, we don't have a full page scan yet, so we don't really know. Can you tell what that is above it? Like the words above it? Like, see how there's more toys up top?
No, there isn't enough there.
Yeah, there's stuff above it on the page, we just don't know what it is.
Buster Machine.
But in any case, there we see a picture of what appears to be Go Buster O combining with Go Buster Beat and possibly the Stag Jet. I think it's all five. It would make sense for it to be all five.
It makes sense considering there's a big number five right on the picture.
Boom, lawyer.
Look, Brian, I didn't even notice that five until you just pointed it out. Okay? Anyway, they all combine together. to form Great Go Buster O. And Brian put this sentence in the completely wrong spot.
I just noticed that.
The frog is most likely the movie exclusive toy like we had for Kyoryu Origami or Gosei Wonder or.
So here, I think they'll probably make it a hippo zord.
Yeah.
What?
You know, because they made the Kyoryu Origami a shark. Here it's going to be a hippo. Not the Kyoryu, but
genius.
I want a hippo with tanks on the back or rockets on the back.
I want a hippo out of like the gorilla or something. I don't know how that would work, but switch the parts around somehow, make it work.
But yeah, I like them. I think they look kind of cool.
Great, Go Buster-o, I guess.
Yeah.
It's given me a pretty heavy G6 vibe. Which I don't mind at all.
Wait, what?
Well, I said, which I don't mind at all.
I'm just glad they're all combined so they can sit in one place instead of being a Gon Goke. Or Kanzen Goke, sorry.
Yeah. Kanzen. where there's like half of them, you use half the pieces and whatnot, but... what else was there? I don't know. I think they kind of look cool. Just all the little things, the combinations, and the little frog's adorable.
I just like the fact that everything's like working with everything else.
Yeah.
It looks like it does it well. Because, I mean, when you add the Stag Beetle to Go Buster Ace, it's not like pieces have to come off, because Go Buster Ace is just by himself. So it's not like you're going to have to tear off an arm or something to attach
the Stag
Beetle.
Unless
you
want to.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have anywhere to go if you did. Kind of has to plug into that socket. But I like that. I like the beat, Go Buster beat. He looks pretty cool. I probably end up liking Ace better just because I'm not really too big on Beetles.
Well, but he's like that guy from Beetleborgs and Metallix. I'm forgetting the name of
Roboborg?
George. Oh, wasn't George?
I like the fact that, I mean, these are just design sketches, so we don't know for sure, but just how big the color difference is between the crane and the beetle. Just because it looks like pieces flip around and fold in on themselves to change it from blue to gold.
So I
think that's pretty neat. Plus the design in general is really cool. Stag beetle doesn't look bad. I'm excited about the frog just because I like frogs.
And Adam's frog.
He's cute. And can't say too much about Great Go Buster-o just because it's really tiny and blurry and can't really make it out all that well, but it looks like a mess and that makes me happy.
Listen to the wind.
Well, I thought people were going to say things.
No, I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's... We can't stretch one news story for 30 minutes, Brian.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know what else there is to say. I could say I like balls, but that would be a lie.
No, it's not. You love Dragon
Ball.
Right.
So, are we doing superhero time now?
Why is every O's combo that uses Kujaku in the middle look awesome?
Because Kujaku is awesome. Is that like a trick question? What the Taja spinner?
Taja spinner doesn't make it cool.
I feel like I'm being trolled. Why are you asking me this question?
Troll. Yeah.
Superhero time. Go Busters.
Forza.
What about Akiva Ranger?
I just started making vomiting noises.
It was good. It was really funny.
I'll edit it myself.
Thank you. So, Go Busters, we're on episode 7?
Yep.
Yeah. So, it starts off, we're doing maintenance on Go Buster Ace, and there's some guy check out the cockpit, pleasuring Cheetah Nick or something. Oh, I know that Cheetah Nick's like, oh yeah, right there, like that, oh yeah. And I'm like, whoa, this is not for kids. This is just dirty time.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, so they're doing stuff, and then the dude spends too much time jerking off Cheetah Nick, and he gets yelled at. And, because probably you're not supposed to give him a happy ending after maintenance. I didn't know that. But I guess he didn't check everything, because they keep showing this one little light that's not on. And then we see Spacebar talking to Vengix, and he's like, he once again presents his plan of like, look, let's just gather a bunch of Anatron. We'll send down like a bunch of Megazords.
He's very adamant on this plan.
And just step on them. And just, they won't be able to handle like 50 guys at once, even with a little Megazord. And Vengix is like, no, kill him now. Like, are you stupid?
Psy is awesome.
And he's like, no! And I'm like, whoa. He's like, whatever. Just shut up. I'm leaving. Oh my god, I can't believe this guy's such a fucking idiot. What the hell is wrong with him? He went to the Dr. Evil school of being a villain. And so he gets out his credit card and he swipes his Discover and makes a train roid. It's like steam gyroid, and then makes an actual train. It was really weird. And
it's the Densharoido.
Densharoido. Densharoido. Denshaloido.
Yay.
And so it gathers Anatron from like the power lions or something. I don't know. I guess it was, I don't know what it's doing, but it's just being gay, generally gay, really. And the Go Busters show up. They start fighting. He's all like, Saba Saba Go Buster, and he makes fun of Yoko and her candy. And it was kind of funny. And so they start fighting. The monster runs off. They get told that there's some kind of problem with Go Buster Ace, Anatron overload or something, and it's going to take a half an hour to fix, and it's all this guy's fault. And he was all like super excited when he met Hiromu, and now he's all sad face. He's like, fire me, please. I suck at life. I'm a jackass. And then like Hiromu yells at him or something. I don't know. And so they got to fix Go Buster Ace. Meanwhile, Yoko Ono gets in the rabbit and tracks the Metaroid from the sky. They find him, and they reroute him to where Hiromu and Cheetah Nick are. And like apparently the Ichigan Buster can like make holograms of stuff, which is pretty cool. Like, he made the hologram train and like scared the Metaroid. And I thought that was pretty nice. Neat. It was niece. It was a niece. And it wasn't a nephew, it was niece. And it's a combination of nice and neat. And so they lost my thought of train of thought. Oh, so
you lost your train of thought.
They start fighting, but then he apparently the wind blows and it distracts him, and he looks up and he sees a weather vane in the shape of a chicken, and he freezes. And then so the Metaroid runs off. Yoko and Ryuji come in, they blow up the thing, and he unfreezes. And then he like uses super strength to like throw Hiromu, and then he uses super speed to catch the Metaroid. All three of them fight for a while. They end up all teaming up with their lightsaber Sogon blades and destroying the Metaroid. Right after they destroy him, the Megazord shows up. It makes two of its little evil magnet states, and they make a train of evilness. And so Hiromu goes back to the base to wait for Ace to finish being repaired, while they send Gorosaki and Usada after the Megazord. Meanwhile, he's thinking about the conversation he had with Nick about the dude and not being a douche to him anymore and all this other stuff. And so he goes and he's like, oh, we're a team, blah, 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 blah. He realizes that he screwed up by freezing when fighting the Metaroid. And so he gives the dude inspirational pep talk. The dude finishes fixing Ace. They launch Ace. Meanwhile, Gorosaki's all like, Optimus Primal, beast mode, rah, and he starts fighting, and Usada's flying around shooting things in the helicopter. And so then the Ace shows up. They combine into Go Buster O. They like power up the sword, shoot out these two giant flames of stuff at the Magnet States guys, blow them up. They then put the Megazord in a little bubble and destroy him. And then we're back at the base, and things are all happy time with everybody, and then it ends.
Yeah.
So it was a fun little episode. I didn't realize 50 people work on GoBuster Ace on a regular basis.
It's a big robot. You need a lot of people,
I guess.
I just have one guy named Julio.
I did.
Hello? Someone just took him out.
I didn't notice that they tend to launch. What?
You're like, and then you got taken out.
Well, anyway, I did notice that they tend to launch GoBuster Ace in like GoBuster Ace mode, not like in car mode or anything like that.
Yeah, frequently. The little building splits open and the elevator pops up.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they have a couple of times launched it as the car, but frequently they launch it in GoBuster Ace, which is different than what they. I mean, normally they would send out the car, then it would transform. You know, if it was on any other show, but so that's kind of neat, actually. Yeah, more the thing with the chicken that was, you know.
It was actually pretty funny this episode. Like, it's the fucking wind, weather, whatever they call it.
Weather vane. And then the way he just, like, froze, like, he was in the middle of striking.
He's like,
It looks like he's going to start doing Thriller.
Like, just climbing all or
something. Do.
And then when Spacebar made fun of Yoko and her candy, I just thought it was hilarious. And then she got all mad, made a little pouty face, and...
Greg that.
And then the thing with Vengeance, he's like, "Ah, kill him." I'm like, whoa.
I was thinking in this episode, I kind of hope Enter becomes the final villain and just absorbs all of the Messiah's power, since he's clearly smart, and Vengeance isn't, or whatever, what's his name, Messiah isn't.
Yeah.
Messiah.
He's just like, smash, but you're not the Hulk. It was like, you know, we could do this thing. We could inject them all with a virus, send them anthrax. Smash! No, we could just kill them at their homes or just step on them. Nope, smash.
Smash! Stupid spy guy. Stupid French man. Smash! Oh, God. Wow. So, I thought it was one of the weaker GoBuster episodes, but I still enjoyed it. Like, there really wasn't anything I hated, it just wasn't as exciting as the other episodes.
Yeah, there wasn't anything monumental that happened.
We're reaching those numbers to where we just kind of have some, like, slight story movement with a bunch of fillery stuff. So, I'm forgiving.
Yeah. Now, next week, the preview shows that they're trying to steal... plant blueprints for a new Buster machine. You think it's the frog? You think it's like
Brian's frog and Brian's Beamon? It's the Bee Buster.
Yeah. Or do you think it's the Beetle?
Excuse me. I think it's the Beetle, probably. Just because I'm pretty set on the frog being movie only. So.
It does seem that way after like I thought about it for a while, because when I first thought, I didn't think about it like that, and then after someone mentioned it, I'm like, that kind of makes sense given the how it combines stuff. It might be a movie one, but
so I'm leaning towards that. So I think it's probably Beetle.
Hmm.
I mean, it seems kind of early. I mean, there's a chance that they could not even show it to us. So they just say it's that.
Yeah, it's like it's a Buster machine. Oh, zonk.
Or they're just chasing Enter, and he's got the blueprints, and he just drops them in the lake, and they're never seen again.
Yeah. I mean, it could just be something that they're just in development for a while for. They haven't started building it yet, so it's going to take them some time.
Right.
And it'll take the next 2 months.
Even if it is blueprints for Beetle, I mean, they're blueprints. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're even close to starting production yet.
Right. So, but that'll be interesting to see what they show us and what they do with it.
I is looking forward to it.
Well, I really like this show. I really like the fights. We say this like every week, but the fights have been really good. And
the fights are excellent in this show.
And nothing has really been like awesome. Repeated or formulaic about it at all. With the way it runs. Like,
I mean, they don't particularly have an overused final attack. They don't really have a, like, even the mecha fights aren't too repeated. I mean, I feel like we're probably going to end with Go Buster almost probably close to every time, but like,
they use like Rabbit for like Pidgey status to, you know, scout. Like, go find Team Rocket. I like how they're at least keep
quick going. Yoga, go find Team Rocket. Greg Knack.
Because like, because often the individual formations are pretty much forgotten after episode one.
Yeah.
So it's good to see they're still being used.
Yeah, that they're actually using the helicopter for helicopter things and not just like, oh, look, it's part of the combination. And we see it like when we launch the machines and they combine.
Not just like, oh, it flies, and then they don't care after that.
Yeah.
I also like how they don't feel the need to always be as a team when they fight a monster. I hate that classic like PR thing where they're like, you have to take them on together. Mm. No, you can cover more ground alone. He's fine. He's got super strength.
Well, I mean, they are trained spies and shit, so
they all have intersect.
It makes sense that they're capable fighters on their own.
I also like that because of the nature of their morph, they're required to wear the suit in every episode.
Yeah. Like, I like it when they do that and stuff, just because, I mean, it does give you that mental illusion that those are the people in the suits, as opposed to if you never see them. There's a slight dissonance between thinking that they're the actual people in the suits. I mean, like, especially when you're older and know that they're suit actors.
Yeah. Like, I was about to say, like, because obviously we're not five, we understand that that's not really them there, but at the same time, that it aids in the illusion, and it still looks really cool so that they're actually there doing it.
Yeah. Your guy's doing stuff.
Yeah, which is probably one of the cooler things about something like, you know, with Ninja Storm or like Hurricane, where like,
yeah, Hurricane would go on
where Ninja they Storm, would yeah RPM. Where they would like open the visors a lot and stuff, and so you can actually see they're in there with the helmets and the suits and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not just random Asian man running around wearing a suit, being dubbed over.
Asian man.
And that's yellow.
Random Asian man. Random. Oh my god. Why are you so gay, Brian?
I don't know. Because you're in a wind tunnel.
I'm not in a wind tunnel. I'm laying down. I haven't gotten up.
You're laying in a wind tunnel.
I'm trying to avoid the wind tunnel. That would just be stupid. And something I'd expect from Brian.
Right.
On to Dawson's favorite show, Forzies.
No.
No.
It's my show.
We do that
it's the Brian what? Show. He's taking over. We've been locked in cages.
Since when do we do that next?
Since I decided that it was a Sentai show, and it goes in between the Sentai and the Rider.
Oh, fuck my life.
At least that's where it's going this episode. So.
I want to make a formal or informal protest to where it's included. Don't. Does it make sense in my head? Protest. Denied.
I just figured protest. It was a Sentai, so it should go after the official Sentai. Just saying.
How about we include it after the bloopers? That sounds like a good place for it.
My god. So, our glorious Akiba Ranger show starts
with... put it in the bloopers.
Starts with Nobuo trying to be Bon and running around doing his badass shit. And he's like, I have arrived, Ore Sanjo, except he doesn't say that. And he starts talking about Umeko, and I'm like, why the hell would you want Umeko? And then he gets beat upside the head by the other chick and is like, do your out, bitch. And he's like, okay. And then she starts stripping him of his duct tape red stripes and his little back thing that says SPD. He's like, it's from Sentai. And she's like, I don't give a shit. Go! And she's like, okay. And so he rides off. He starts doing his delivery shit. And then he passes by a store and does something I would probably do and starts staring at this, Masked Man Robo? And is like, oh my god, it's only, like, the equivalent of, like, $10,000 or something.
I forgot. It's so cheap. It's like 100,000 yen or something like
so
that.
It's so cheap. It's 100,000, 800 yen, I think. Jesus. 100,800 yen. Yeah.
That's $1,247. and 83 cents.
Can you imagine spending over $1,000 on a toy? It's so ridiculously cheap. Shut up! I've never done that before in my life.
On one toy.
And so he goes. One toy. He goes in there, and he sees the advertisement for the Owie Z-kun, whatever thingy. And so the display starts talking to him because I think he's a mental patient. He's like, "My movie's coming out. You love me." He's like, "Okay." And they start talking about body pillows and stuff, and so he's like, "I have to go do my shit," and then so he runs off, and then he's being spied on by our future Blue and the professor lady. She's like, "Yeah, that's Nobo." And Aoi's like, "I don't give a shit." So anyway, he arrives at the building that he needs to deliver the thing for, and he's in love with this office lady, and she's like, "Hold on, I'll go sign the thing," and he makes kissy faces because he's retarded. And then across the street on a giant TV, the trailer for the Z-Kun movie starts playing, and he's like, "Zong!" And she's like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh, nothing." And then he has a fantasy about how she finds out that he likes Sentai and calls anime girls my waifu, then she won't love him, which is probably true. But anyway... So he sees this lady get her purse kidnapped, and so then he has a fantasy about riding down the stairs and like jumping from the bike and hitting him with the bike and shit. Except we learn that he just fell over, and so the lady picks up his bike, tosses it at the thief, and gets her purse back, and then throws the bike at Nobuo, and he gets hurt, and no one cares. So then we have the professor lady, and she's like, "You, be an Akiba Ranger." He's like, "Okay, when do we start filming?" And she's like, "Lulz, no." And then we
This ain't no game. This is real life.
And that's now we get the opening that features a completely different looking Akiba Yellow. But that's not important. And the theme song's kind of obnoxious, but...
I like the beginning part where it's like a video game.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I was in the pilot.
No, you weren't. So he's like, "I rescue people, I get more for yay." And she's like, "No, that's not how it works." And she's like, and he's like, "You're Blue." And she's like, "Meh." But anyway, so like, we need to find the next one. He's like, "Is it green, pink?" And she's like, "No, yellow." And he's like,
"I hate yellow."
He's like, "What's the problem?" And then he's like, "Well, I have red in my name, and you have blue in your name, so we need to find someone with key for yellow. And I've never met anyone with that symbol in their name, ever." And so he's like, "What are we gonna do?" And then the professor's just like, "We found this cosplay chick. She'll do." And she just starts hopping around going, "Yeah," and I'm like, "You're a loser." So they arrive at the Sentai Cafe secret base, and there's all these toys that I want hanging on the wall, and I'm like, "Zong, I want this." And so she hands out business cards, and it's like, "Hakase, Hakase, Professor Hiko, whatever," and I forgot what her name is. She's just going to be Professor.
We'll call her Hikose.
And Blue's about to leave, but she's like, "No, you want to be a martial arts master, and this will help you." And she's like, "Okay." And so then they show the doll gun thing, and they're like, "Zong!" And so Nobuo's like, "Ha, I knew you liked stuff." And she's like, "No, I just liked the battles." I'm like, "Okay, so you're typically every Sentai fan ever that doesn't want to admit that they're into Sentai." And the stupid cosplaying Sentai chick in the background, that's the waitress, she just kind of randomly appears when she wants to. Yellow is a capable person who actually has Sentai knowledge. And so then they transform, so to do their transformation, they need to say... I forgot... what they need to say?
Something delusion.
Grand delusion?
Yeah.
And so the sequence is actually pretty cool. I did.
I almost
it.
Said reasonable delusion.
Reasonable. And then Yellow's boobs get big. It's like when Justin grows. It's just with her boobs instead of...
And it makes that noise from Trevor goes...
And so then all of a sudden they're in a warehouse. They're like, "Well, fuck, are we in a warehouse?" And he's like, "It's a common Sentai place." I'm like, "Okay." And... so she was like, "I told you we're not filming a TV show." And he's like, "Zong, I'm a Sentai." And so then they start training with giant wrecking balls, and they break them, and they're like, "Yay, team." And so they go back to the Sentai Cafe, and they're like, "Who are we going to fight?" And she's like, "Fuck if I know, man." And then she wanders around, and we get to look at more toys. Like, there's Chibi Time Rangers in the background, and I really want them. But anyway, so it's nighttime, and he finds this chick that's like, our cafe's overrun. And so they go there, and they find some sort of van for replica real estate. And he's like, Zomg, the Magi Rangers, had pocket dimensions that were called replica realms. It has to be something related to that. And I'm like, really? And so they run in, and then there's people dressed up as Nyan Mare, and they're like, Zomg, and they try to fight. And they're saying Zomg a lot in this show. And so they fuse to make this Shibuya creature thing, and then the forgot what her name was, too. I'm really awesome at this. I'll write proper summaries next time, because I forgot this time. So anyway, so she's there, and they're like, let's fight. And so they transform, and all of a sudden they're in a snowy quarry, and they don't really care. And so then they try to do the roll call, and Blue's like, what the fuck am I doing here? Yellow's getting into it. Blue doesn't give a shit. And then there's explosions, and Blue gets scared shitless. Yellow thinks it's the coolest thing ever, and I think Red's dying of excitement.
Red's like, nice.
And like, you're knockoffs. And he's like, no, we're going to be official, because that's the point of this. And so the sacrificial corporate drones come in, which I think is a hysterical translation for their name. And so they fight, but then they start to do moderately well, and then Red's like, okay, Blue, and then she's like, don't call me Blue, I have a name. And he's like, no, you call by your number, it's a basic trope, damn it.
Color. It's okay.
Call me Color.
1, 2, 3, 4, Blue. 5, and Red.
So they get attacked. And then they fight, but it's just some Shibuya guy. And then the villain lady gets cold because she's not wearing that much clothes.
She looks like Diva Talks' cousin.
You can do it on your own, I'm leaving. And he's like, ha, I was waiting for that, because when the general says that and they leave, that's when we get strong and win. And so they start fighting. And then they're like, oh my god, we're winning. And they're like, yeah, because consistent power levels don't exist in the Sentai universe. So then they start fighting and they win. And he goes boom because he did their super Moe Moe, whatever it's called. And they're like, so we won. And he's like, okay, let's go home. And he's like, no, we have to wait till it gets big, because that's going to happen, because this is Sentai. And so they sit and wait. And they're like, we're going to have to fight in our giant robot. And the professor's like, you don't have a giant robot. And he's like, what the fuck? Why do we have a robot? And so they wait, and he never gets big. And he's like, I guess they don't get big because they're unofficial. And so she's like, no, it just doesn't happen because it was a delusion, derp. And then they're like, what? I don't understand. And then I'm like, what? I don't understand.
Me? I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to come off as stupid.
I was like, you don't need muscles in a delusion. And they're like, Zom, what the fuck? And then it
entire life's been a delusion.
So honestly, after all this, I don't understand at all. All I know is Bond's going to be in the next episode, and that makes me happy.
As opposed to fake Bond at the beginning of the episode. I just love the way it started, with the Deckeranger theme music.
And the robot looks pretty cool.
It looks like a combination of Human Alliance and then those strange Human Alliance RPM things. Those are more like Animal Alliance.
I remember those.
AA, Army Ants.
So I went into this knowing that fully well that it was a parody and that it's going to be full of jokes and references that I may or may not understand, and I had a blast with it. I loved it.
I really loved it. It was really funny.
I mean, I don't particularly like all the characters, but like just the crazy antics and the jokes and the random, like, internet otaku memes that I actually understand, I find hilarious, like my waifu and the like, body pillows and shit. All the weird aspects of Japanese culture that you really hate because it's so weird, those parts.
Like, I knew it was going to be funny, but I didn't know there was going to be, like, references to other teams. Oh. Where he's like, oh, I'm just like a very yellow where I get my thing after stopping a mugging. but you didn't stop the mugging. Like,
but you didn't stop the mugging. Shut up!
Funny. It's coming. What, the alien invasion? No, the rain, dumbass. And, like, oh, that was just so funny. I loved, like, all the little parts where, like, we're not any stronger, but yet we're winning.
Or it's like, consistent power levels don't exist in the Sentai universe.
When the general leaves, that signifies the destruction of the monster of the week.
Monster's like, damn it.
You're using the finisher already? How cheap.
Cheap. Like, it's not cheap.
Oh, my God. And then when they, they're waiting for the mech, and then it just cuts to, like, the
sunset. Yeah. They're just sitting there going, sad I don't music. Think it's coming.
Just sitting there. Oh, my God, it was so funny.
It's going to grow big, I promise.
Oh, God, it sounds wrong. Wait for the Viagra to kick in.
It will happen, I swear.
And, Ryan does that a lot. It's going to get big, I swear. End of disappointment.
I like the Sentai Cafe setting. Like, there's just so many, like, yeah, old toys in the background that you can watch. And, like, one of the parts, near where they have, Daijujin and Dragon Caesar, right below that, there's a thing that says, like, looking for parts. So they have mech on display that are missing parts.
That's funny.
We need parts for these. Like, it's just such a cool setting for the little base.
I was like, that's kind of like what it's like here for, like, normal superheroes is over there when it's all popular and people cosplay as them, like, cosplaying as Boca and Yellow.
Yeah.
I like to see more random just cosplayers in there.
Yeah, in the in the intro, she's dressed up as Deca Pink.
Oh, it's the same girl?
In this episode, she was Boca and Yellow.
I was wondering, just because it's funny, she was just there. Like, she didn't do anything except being like, hi!
She's apparently the waitress.
Because, like, that group of people was in there at the beginning. When they first got introduced to the cafe, they all left, and I was waiting for her to walk out, and she just never did. And she just kind of stood behind the professor chick while she talked.
Yeah, apparently she works there.
Oh, okay. That
which would be sense. An awesome job.
It would be. As far as the characters go, I don't really care for Yellow. I like Red because he's kind of like us, except not obsessed with cartoon girls.
Yeah.
And I like Blue just because she just doesn't give a shit.
She's like, I'm only here because they said I could fight.
And like in the roll call, she's like, oh, fuck.
I'll keep up Blue. Thumbs up.
Whatever.
Yellow's just so happy to be doing anything.
I like how Red's roll call is like, my favorite Sentai is Bond. And then I thought how funny it would be if their roll calls them just listing their favorite ranger.
I like the reaction to the explosion.
Oh, that was great. She's like, oh, and I love how, like, the powdery dust fell onto the villains. Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. It's really good.
Ivy Red's like, yeah, I'm boss.
I thought it would have been funny if, like, the villain's concept was that they wanted to be an official evil organization.
We want to be an official villain organization.
But now I'm confused if they're real or if everything is just like some sort of virtual thing created by the professor.
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter, I guess. I shouldn't think too much about the mythology of a parody show.
Yeah. I just kind of checked my mind out at the door and said, this is going to be stupid nonsense. And
because they said it was going to be stupid nonsense.
I know. Like, that's the thing with these kind of shows, is, like, you can't expect, like, hardcore plot or anything, because it's a parody.
Yeah.
It's basically, I want to actually check, because I don't want to give the wrong credit, so hold on for a second. Is it on the front page still? Yeah, Ultra Punch did it on our site when he was reviewing the first episode. And he said it was basically like the Sentai version, but a whole episode of the beginning of the RPM episode, Ranger Blue or whatever.
Oh,
where
yeah.
They just kind of mock everything about the source material. It's basically that, except they just mock everything about, like, Sentai and otaku culture and
you know
all
what it kind of reminds me of? Is a Sentai Toku version of Scary Movie.
Kind of.
And that's a good example of you can't expect to take Scary Movie seriously. The plot was awful. There was no drama. This was an abomination.
I loved the fact that, like, there were so many references thrown in.
Yeah. I feel like that, Guy should be in that
Kevin
show.
Turned into a robot and started buzzing around randomly. He turned into Guy.
He turned into Wasp. Lalamon, realize.
Look, Lalamon, realize. Right face.
Rise, my neighbor.
You do that about as good as my mom does.
What that's supposed to mean? That sounds bad.
It is. So, no, I'm kidding. You do it better than that. But I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It's supposed to run for 12 episodes or whatever, so we've got 11 more. I'm excited for the figure arts and the two other toys announced.
What was it, the doll and what else?
The robot.
Oh, the robot, that's
which
right.
Which is technically a figure, apparently. But I don't know how that's going to work, but that's going to be fucking expensive. God damn it. Yeah. It's going to be more than my horse.
Horse? He didn't buy a $100 horse. It's an actual horse.
I hope the second episode gets here a little faster than the first one did, which I'm expecting it to.
It's because I was just getting used to it and everything.
I think it airs on Monday. Yeah, it aired on the 9th, so it airs on a Monday. So it'll always be later than Superhero Time shows, but...
Well, okay.
Yeah, so... I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it, too.
I don't even think Kevin watched it.
Nope.
Nope.
It's called A Plague, and I avoided it.
Wish I could do that with Forza.
There is nothing wrong with that show, sir, most of the time.
Nay.
Nay, have at thee.
It is an abomination on all who live in Midgard. Anyway, speaking of other parody shows.
Grandpa's hammer, you shall be avenged.
Alright, so let's start now. Let's starting. Okay, so as always, we open up with the Zodiac getting away for one reason or another. This time it's that dumbass girl protecting him, and then she goes off to talk to her friend, and he's like, look, I have to protect you now because I realize that I'm not a bee-doof, I'm a beef-coon. And she's like, what? He's like, head of a beaver, rump of a raccoon. And then he scurries off and runs away like a drone. So then after that, we have Suspender's teacher finding the rabbit hatch, and he doesn't believe them about anything, so Gintaro transforms in front of him, and he takes them out into space, and they're all bouncy-bounce, and the hair gets messed up, and there's faces, and I almost lose control and hit people again.
He finds the rabbit hatch and wonders why there's a British boy with some food droids there.
And then he's like, you can't exist because you're not sanctioned or whatever, and then... Jappe orders everyone to grab him, and they're like, let's just hold him hostage, and then Shane can go kill him later. And I'm like, why are you trusting him? He's clearly Ben Linus. He's not some sort of balloon operator. Anyway, some people will get that somewhere. Meanwhile, Ryusei gets a call from Tachibana, and he's like, oh, there's a Zodiac that happened over at your old bellhop school. So he heads over there, and he meets up with his friends. They're like, oh, I'm going to go work at the Tipton. And they're like, we got jobs everywhere. I'm going to...
Go work at the Tipton.
And then he just sees Libra walking around, and they fight, and then nothing really comes of it, as usual. And then... back at the school, we have the girl named Ron reflecting on her stupid motivations that I don't care about, while Gintaro looks for a bracelet and that the Beefcoon kid threw into there, like that river area that Joker and Heat Dopant fought in,
and Gills when he was in Decade,
and at the beginning of the episode the first episode when Gintaro jumped down there in a similar fashion. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the rabbit hatch, Suspender's teacher escapes because they're incompetent. He takes a scoop switch, and then he runs into the beef coon kid who becomes...
He took the net switch, you idiot.
Whatever. What did I say?
Scoop.
Oh, that's right, because I meant to write spoon. Oh, well. Anyway, he runs into the Zodiac, and he's saved by Gintaro, who starts using switches to subdue him, but then he gets attacked by flies, so he's unable to finish him off. So then
I was attacked by some flies in the project.
Those are some vicious flies. Those are horse flies. They bite.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so Suspender's teacher throws him the net switch. And he finally captures the slime minions and him, and then they're like, you can't destroy him until he comes to his senses, because, yeah. And then Ran's like, well, we can be friends. Oh, you're in Beef Coon. And then he comes to his senses. He goes to Magnet States to destroy them. They just couldn't go an episode with that stupid logo. Kevin starts talking about and then, back at the Kamen Rider Club after all this, they, Suspenders guy's like, oh, you can't be official because you're not sanctioned, but I'm gonna be your student advisor. And then they all hug. And then, while this is going on, the chairman guy's like, oh, Zodiart has evolved over at the Bellhop School. It's Ares! And then it ends.
Oh, Sugikita!
So... that's just my... I liked the idea of a teacher finding out about it when it was Nanami and she was all cool and was someone that I hated who has some sort of fetish with snapping that thing on his nipples. And I just... It just cuts the seriousness down even further by having him there. And what's the big deal? Let's keep it a secret. You transformed in front of everybody already. You haven't gotten to the new kids yet, but you will. You'll transform in front of them. You will. It'll happen.
Just like onesies will happen.
Nope.
No, I wouldn't count on it.
So I thought this episode was fine. It's awesome, just a whore. But the net thing was kind of fun when it's all like, I'm a giant pink electro net of death. And I still think it's for the lulz that, like, Meteor spent all this time looking for Ares and he shows up at his old school. And I liked when he had to fight Libra turned into Ring Girl, and then he was like, oh, I can't touch Ring Girl because she's all gonna kill me in 7 days. And that was cool. And then just the whole thing with the teacher, and then he was like, I'm like a bunny rabbit. I was like, you are like a 6-year-old.
You're as bad as Yuki.
He makes the most insane face. Yeah, but Yuki is adorable when she does it. He makes the funniest looking faces. And then that whole fight scene was just fun, where, like, he's got Gyro and Gatling just flying around blasting him. I'm like, this is hilarious. This is fun times. So we got two switches left to show off, folks. Stamper and Cosmic.
It wasn't directed at that. Starscream just fell over and knocked down all my Cyberverse guys.
You can't nose pass.
It was in reference to that, not the Stamper switch, though. I can't be all that excited about the Stamper switch.
Well, how else can you fill up all of your Metro Station stamp ticket before, in order to fight the subway bosses before they all go away? Any Metro connoisseur knows that, Brian. Just ask Silent, he's one.
Fuck my life. Fuck my life, that is all.
I love when he was like, I'm gonna go tell the principal. Well, like, I'm gonna tell the principal about your club, and I'm like,
Yeah, it's like, I'm gonna tell the principal, I'm like, No, don't! It's a bad idea.
Don't do that. He might bomb us. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead and tell him about the principal.
And then I love when, like, the red eyes guys are like, it'll be our 7th Zodiac constellation. They're like,
wait, what?
Wait, don't you mean 6th? Something going on I don't know about. Damn it, I thought I was in the loop. What is going on here?
There's something I don't understand.
He's like, nope, 7, lol.
You're just a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
What?
She is, the pink one.
Oh.
With her cotton-headed ninny muggins hair.
Vargo.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
both
that
her,
one.
Both her and Tachibana are Libra in my mind. She just... It could be he, I don't know. But he just kind of shows up. He's like a lurker. He just lurks everywhere, like Oshawott. This is going nowhere.
So, is it bad that whenever I see people with, like, their horoscope thing now anywhere, the first thing I think of is the Zodiac?
Yes.
Like I see something like a Libra, and I just immediately go, Tachibana-san!
You're a Tachibana-san.
I see Scorpio, and I immediately think, hot teacher lady.
Hot teacher chili.
Hot lunch lady. Oh, those don't exist. That'd be weird.
Yeah, it's
and now your
bad,
horoscope but... and thing Forza, not anything else. And I think that's probably a bad thing.
Probably.
But whatever.
Whatevs. Anyway, I thought it was an okay episode. Osugi pisses me off because I don't really like him. And
we're approaching cosmic states.
The gnat switch is stupid because it's a gnat.
You know, it's even stupider than that. Magnet states. I'm like, oh yeah, he actually defeated enemy using various switches. Magnets. I'm like, fuck.
Gnat is one of those things where I'm like, how is this beneficial on your butt?
Well, and then. And then Meteor Storm came in and Beybladed those Dust Dart guys.
Let's Beyblade.
I can't believe he did Meteor Storm to take out Dust Darts.
Random tangent.
Well, no, he was already Meteor Storm.
No, random tangent, apparently.
What's the random tangent, though?
Is Redekai just the fastest moving, like, craze ever?
It's gone
already. And like, oh my god, Redekai! It's the next Bakugan! Everyone buy it! And now it's like on Super Clans. That's what happened when you come from Sweden or wherever it came from.
That's okay. I have a feeling Monsuno's going to be there soon.
Yeah, Monsuno's like, oh my god, Monsuno, monsters in pill form. And it's going to be gone. These crazies just don't last like they used to.
They really don't.
That's because they suck.
That too. That could possibly be a reason.
It also could be because Brian likes to lick balls.
Sure, that's why. So, are we all done with Forza?
Oh, wait, that's me.
That's Forza. So now it's time for Super Samurai Samurai Bushuki. Cha!
Samurai forever! Kevin!
Shuki!
Antonio!
Why are you Antonio? It's not fair.
Sorry, I thought I could say it funny.
You can't.
Emery!
Mia!
Mika!
Zombie!
G! What? Should be in the opening. Jaden! He should say Jaden instead of Jaden. Instead of Jaden, he should say Jaden!
I was just say everyone's.
Mike!
Kevin!
Emily!
Antonio!
He gets like a little bit Antonio Banderas flair when he says that. Antonio. Cat! Not that cat. Not the sprained head cat, but like the neighbor cat. Although that cat may have sprained its head too. I don't judge.
At the little junk ship, whatever it's called in the show, I don't remember. Some Nihilok is nomming on the ship, and so back at the Shiba house, Jane wants Antonio to work on the Gigazord disc, but Antonio's like, no, make Kevin do it, because he's smart with the Zords. And they're like, okay.
God damn it, you keep putting all your work on me. I'm not even an official member. I can't even live here. You make me be a... Whatever. I'm done. I was going on too long. I should stop myself.
Someone should stop you.
Wander around like a homeless man.
So... Kevin stares at this poster for a swim tournament, and he bumps into some white kid, and then the white kid's like, Zom, and runs off to find another white kid, and white kid number two's pissed because Kevin quit their swimming team and is making them suck because none of them are competent enough to be as good as a black guy at swimming. So, Bulk sees the poster too, and he's like, you know, I was a lifeguard, because that happened, and he runs to a sign again, because I can't think of any more slapstick comedy for this show. And so they're like, do-do-do-do-do-do, summer forever! And then, the monster's nomming on things again, and then Kevin saves some lady, and then her bike and Kevin Samurizer get eaten, because that's what happens when you wear girl pants, Kevin. And,
sorry.
Misty's gonna be pissed, because her bike got eaten.
Oh,
and
great.
The other rangers show up and fight
and then
him.
Kevin follows the Nihilok around for 2 years. Like, you have to pay for my bike, and we're gonna have sexual tension at 10.
So Kevin's emo and sounds familiar. So Dayu
come on
finds a piece of Uramasa on that cliff that I think was used probably about three other times since then. But anyway, and he's stalked by Serator, and he's like, I can fix your harmonium and can reunite you with Decker because I have a smiley face.
And he does. He's like, what can I help you with? He's like that Imogen guy. He smiles.
So the swimmer's all emo too, and the rest of the Rangers find out about the swim competition. It's like, that's what he's emo about. And so Dayu finds Decker in the woods being emo as well. I sense a theme running through this episode. And he's like, I didn't have Ultimate Duel. I'm still cursed. Bah. And go fuck yourself. Back at the pool.
It was like just generic Rick Medina blabbering.
White kid number two has a cramp and starts drowning, and Kevin's like, zonk. And saves him, but then he's like, go away, man. And more emo time ensues. So then Nylock attacks.
That's how depressing this episode was.
Yeah, you battle. And Mike calls Kevin to find out where the phone, the Samurizer is inside the monster. And then the ballerina picture from the other episode comes up on his phone. I thought that was a nice touch. They find out that the Samurizer is in his right arm, and so like Zomb gotta cut his arm off. And so Decker and Dayu show up, and then they fight some, and then they defeat the Nylock for them because they're like, the Nylock's true power will be revealed when they dies in the decay, and then they fly away because they don't fly. And so he gets the Samurizer back. He's like, yay. And so the Nylock's true powers are awakened, and he has these big wall arms. That's his true power, apparently. He goes from eating things to having wall arms. I don't really understand, but whatever.
Arms.
And so Jane's like, okay, and he makes the claw armor Megazord, but he fails at doing anything decent because he sucks. And so Kevin, with his, like, flailing arm motions, I don't know what kind of hyperactivity thing was going on with the suit actor for the Blue Samurai Ranger at the time, but he was going nuts. And so he was like, make the Gigazord, and he was like, okay. And so they succeed, and they call in their Zord symbol power, and Emily has to say Ape Folding Zord because her animal doesn't have enough syllables or something. I don't know. And so Jane's like, let's do this because we need to eat up more time. Shogun mode! And he's like, oh, look at my happy crotch. And then...
So he does like, have a happy crotch.
Fire! And then they win. And so meanwhile, Spike drowns in a fountain. And Bulk's like, I'll save you. And he jumps in the fountain and somehow doesn't get hurt. And somehow loses his shorts because that's so funny. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Lol, now I'm imagining what my penis looks like.
Ooh, I imagine that every night before bed.
So Kevin goes to the swim meet, and so he's sitting there, and he notices that white kid number two is like trying to rub his leg because it's still cramped up. And so he magically has his swimsuit like underneath all of his clothes, and he deems it worthy enough to break all tournament rules and takes his place in the middle of the competition that has already started when he got there. Somehow that's okay. And then they win, and then it ends.
Of course.
We forgot to mention that in order to get that swimming cap, Kevin just ripped his hair off. The cap was underneath his hair. He was like, shh.
Like, honestly, I mean, like, this episode was kind of stupid to begin with. But that irked me more than anything was the fact that it was okay for him to just randomly take the place of this guy when he didn't even get there until after the tournament started.
You know what irked me is that is a cramp last that long, and how is it a debilitating injury? Charlie Horse, I'm like, all right, I'm out. I can't do anything the rest of the week. I'm injured. Like, what? You just cramped up, you bitch. And I've never drowned from a cramp. He's just like, fuck. And he's like masturbating.
And then he just starts flailing around and no one notices.
I know. He's sitting there.
I'm like, this is the worst swim team ever. They don't even notice that this guy's flailing around in the water.
Oh my god.
But
Yeah, they do kind of suck at life. I did enjoy the lifeguard segments with Bulk and Spike. I did find it funny. I don't care if it makes me a 6-year-old or not. Okay? I just want to say that right now.
I like the Gigazord combination. That was fun.
One other thing is that I found irk-worthy was how unepic was Decker's reintroduction. He's like, just sitting in the woods like, oh, hey, what's up? I was just smoking a joint. Want to hit? What the fuck? Just sitting there chilling? We thought he was dead.
I like how they thought he was dead, and he shows up, and Jane's just like, Decker, it's you. I'm like, really?
Stupid.
Nothing more than the fact that this guy that almost killed you came back to life and is trying to kill you again.
For God's sake, he stabbed your shoulder, causing your arm to be sprained. And your head. And your hair. You're just messed up.
His hair was sprained, that's why he had to cut it off.
Exactly. See, you're catching on.
Just keep on keeping on, I guess, you know.
So unethical.
Yeah, that's about all. I mean, it was a... Was this an adaption? Did Ryunosuke go through the same thing with the Kabuki dancers?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. I feel like we did... I honestly don't remember, but I feel like there was something with that.
I'm not going to bother looking because I'm lazy, but I'm pretty sure that it was the same sort of premise except with Ryunosuke and the Kabuki dancers. But,
yeah.
I really feel like you're telling the truth for once in your life, Brian.
Okay, cool. But, yeah, I didn't mind it.
It was okay. G's acting wasn't that bad. I mean, it's still compared to actual actors. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
It was up there from the G standards.
It was better. It's come a long way from, we must defeat them at all costs. That part just angers me instantly. It puts me in a bad mood upon seeing it.
Yeah, well.
And also, just a quick mention is that her, Dayu's fixing her Clarence, what's his name?
The harmonium?
Yeah, that thing. That made her caring for that made more sense than Shinkendra, considering it was her, like, dead fiance, spine/secret. So, but in this one, it's just like, it's my favorite instrument.
I don't think we had a full explanation of why it's important. Wasn't it, like, a guitar that Decker gave her or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was like Decker gave her a guitar, and then...
I guess that does make a little more sense now.
They, like, died in a fire or something, and... Or, like, she was in the fire, she got out, Decker didn't get out, and she's like, oh no, my Decker! Because he slept through the fire, and then Strader came in, and was like, I can save him if you want to! And then he turned her guitar into the harmonium, and then he turned Decker into Decker, and didn't know her anymore, and...
Turned Decker into Rick Medina. He's cursed for life!
Funny
would be if Rick Medina was at Morphicon? And I don't know what it's like to be an actual asshole. Pretty scared.
You know me, don't you?
Well,
I was gonna say when you meet Kevin.
But Kevin means well, sort of.
Yeah. No, I don't. What?
No, I don't. Yeah, no. Nay.
Right,
so it's time for the brand new Facebook question of the weekliness. It was like Facebook question of the bi-weekliness. Choshinka! Facebook question of the weekliness.
Ultimate Facebook question of the weekliness.
Yeah. And then sometimes it'll be Facebook question of the weekliness. Cross up. That's when the question's really good. Like, what's your favorite food? Or favorite Cheez-It flavor?
Mozzarella.
Those are pretty delicious.
Yeah. Do I have a box thing? No, I've got one in my room, though. Okay.
Let's the discussion on Cheez-Its. The question for this week was, what is your favorite Kamen Rider movie and why? Sorcerer's Stone. Oh, that's not Harry Potter. Okay.
So, our first Ansel.
Ansel and Gretel. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Is from Kyle Kennedy. He said, my favorite...
Kyle Ken?
Yes. My favorite Kamen Rider movie would have to be Double A to Z, Guy Memories of Fate movie, just because the movie was the best Rider movie that had been released and was overall an amazing movie to watch. The Kamen Rider Double DVD movies would be my second favorite. Kamen Rider movies, just because we learn more about Never and Katsumi, and Axel is just plain awesome.
Like, his reasoning is, it's probably my favorite because it's the best movie ever. That's probably why.
Fair enough reasoning to me.
Alright, now we have Chris Hutchinson. Any of the ones where they all stand next to each other and we don't have to imagine it. Yes, I agree with that one.
Best answer ever. Next is that Jeff Moses character I mentioned a minute ago, and he says probably Etuzeto. One of the ones I remember. Haven't seen many. All right, so we're getting Jeff the memory for Christmas.
All right, next up, Jeff Moses, his twin brother, with the same name. They didn't anticipate having twins.
That'd be hysterical. Your twin has the same name because they weren't expecting to have twins, so they just named you the same thing.
Oh, this is awkward. They're going to have the same Facebook picture, too, to cut down on digital film. All right. This comment says, it's from Double Also. I thought A to Z was in black, so I'm glad he clarified that.
I like how the fact you totally skipped me. I was expecting Kevin to read that, considering you usually double up people if they double post, but...
Well, just read larger than them, Kevin.
Anyway. So, Lars V. Barrett says, we here at Petco... People for the Ethical Treatment of Crossovers would like to announce that our favorite Kamen Rider movie is Superhero Taisen. Even though it's not been released, we feel as though it will be our favorite Kamen Rider movie here at Petco once it is released. Although there has been crossovers in the past, this will be the crossover that crosses over both Kamen Rider and Super Sentai. This allows everyone to stand next to each other, and when you have literally everyone standing next to each other, quality of things such as story is irrelevant.
That was great.
I applaud you because that was an amazing, amazing
answer. I now put in a petition for a spinoff show which is called Watto vs. Petco. It's a legal drama.
Alright, so well, next is Bradley Thornton. Well, at least this isn't like the last time we had that Matt Gulliage guy commenting like 18 times.
New comment.
And I got him every time.
That was hilarious. I love him for that.
Alright, well, anyway. So Bradley Thornton says, well, the obvious choice would be A to Z, and for a good reason. It had an overall great concept, the idea of new versions of Guy Memories to make dopants without them wanting to. Wait, what?
Without people wanting
to become dopants. My brain just flew out my ear, and dopants doubles memories. My brain is also now a pile of liquid. The new villain, Eternal, seemed cool right from the get-go, as he was kind of a criminal version of Double, showcasing that in the awesome opening scene with his scarf flying, just like in the opening of the show. The action movie had a really good plot, with the terrorists taking over Futo and not allowing the Kamen Riders to transform. Shotaro and Philip actually having conflict was an interesting thing to see, and Philip was, like, freaking out the entire time about his mom. My Lord, Kamen Rider Joker. His debut here was mind-boggling, and I absolutely loved it. It really showed how much Shotaro cared about Philip, as well as being incredibly awesome. The battle with Eternal and Double was a spectacle. I'm pretty sure my jaw was on the floor the whole time. I loved every second of this movie, except for Akiko. Ew!
Just on the part where Philip was freaking out about his mom the whole time. Alright, fine. Go, and then we'll be even again.
Brody Taylor Gage says... Double A to Z for the fact that almost every movie had something else to add to the plot of the already perfect Double.
And getting some different answers here, varied. A lot of people like different movies. Now we have Eddie Gallardo, who says, out of the few I've seen, Kiva onwards, I'd have to say Double's A to Z. It was simply amazing from the story to the action. It was nonstop action thrill ride. The only part bugged me was O's cameo. Kevin, read Benjamin Buttons.
What? Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Where are we?
Brian gets to read the most epic one.
So Brian Benjamin says, I give to the O's Wonderful movie. I mean, as an O's fan,
he gave the O's Wonderful movie.
It was just great seeing all the characters I like in character, unlike Double and O's, where they were just off and let's go Kamen Rider. They were sidetracked for New Deno and Momotaros.
Movie,
the
of course,
overall
so
great, along with Bura Kawani combo. Probably spelt that wrong.
Almost,
yeah.
You're one letter off.
Yeah. Also, seeing all the O's combos working together was amazing, and 4Z's cameo I felt ran better than OZ's in A2Zedo.
They're both pretty awkward. Awkward moment when a Kamen Rider lands in the wrong movie.
So, Jeff Ambroise totally blows the question away with the best answer ever of Tommy.
I love his Facebook picture because he's like, "You mad, bro?" Like, Tommy, you mad, bro?
Perfect. He's like, "So what?"
He's awesome.
We have really awesome fans.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Eric Beltran, double A to Z, epic. Wait, double A. Yeah, that's what it says. Double A to Z, epic. It makes the Decade movies look like piles of nothingness in comparisons. And as well as the Fives movies, mainly because I loved the Ayed of the alternative future.
Idea. So, there we go.
I know what it is, but
okay. I didn't.
I know what it is. Alternative future.
Love it. I didn't. I'm stupid. I'm Brian.
That's usually my role. Please don't step off. Of the alternative future and story, I miss those kinds of Kamen Rider movies. Shooting some things, lol. Do something quick, Brian. Make this man laugh. Do a dance.
French.
Brian gets to read Colony Watkins. That's not fair. Let's see. But I think I hit Kiefer. Anyway, I got right here we got Keith Lamberton. A to Z is the best, mostly because of Double, but also the plot and action are both great, and it fits perfectly with the main series. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yay. So, Colin E. Watkins says, "Well, A to Z was my answer, too. But just to be different, I'm going to say the first Denno movie, Ori Tanjo. Because I'm a big Denno fan, and of all the Denno movies, nothing beats the first one, I think. It was funny, it had the Imagines in it, Gao was pretty cool, had a good and easy-to-follow story by Denno standards, anyway. And I simply found it enjoyable. I might also mention the first movie war, but that would go against Wado's policies." There's an extra... You put an extra T in Wado.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the extra T stands for.
Wonderful against team-ups... Too much organization? No, that would be an M. That would be Watomo. I don't know. All right. Okay. I'm going to try not to laugh at anything. Okay. Next... I figured it out.
That's what she said.
I think you know why I'm going to laugh. Turning red.
It's not. What's so funny?
You'll see once I'm able to say this. The next comment. I just made a monkey noise. Okay, okay.
Skip his middle name. Just skip it.
Okay. It's from Charles Chong.
I'm sorry.
A to Z because it was double.
Hold on. Oh, I need to not laugh.
Cook poo.
Okay, I'm good.
You guys are assholes.
Oh my god. Oh, I got hot in here now.
So take off all your clothes.
Alright.
Alright, go for it.
Alright. So we got. Okay.
No,
Ken
he needs,
Ling.
Hold on. He needs to do it again because I was laughing over it.
Oh.
Wait, did we just comment again?
Yeah.
I'll skip the middle name. And we'll just have a blooper of us laughing for no reason, pretty much. Okay, from. Charles Chong, A to Z, because it was double.
Wonderful reasoning there.
Concrete reasoning right there.
Concrete.
Yep. All right, so what we have here, we have Kinling Louie.
Louie, that's funny.
That's how I'm choosing to read that, because it sounds
makes
funny.
Sense. Well, it makes sense to me.
Whoa. So it says, Paradise Lost was one of my favorites, and also Hibiki and the Seven Oni Riders was awesome, too.
This guy's
now,
awesome
see,
because he mentioned Hibiki.
That's what I was about to say. This is our first guy to mention the Hibiki movie. I already like him. I don't even know him, but I like him.
Don't even know him. I like him, though. And so Kyle Kennedy is back again.
K.O.K.N.?
And he says,
K.O.K.N.
Actually, I'm changing my mind. My favorite is Jellymon the movie.
Yes.
And then Joe Bailey follows that up with The Search for Nego. That's actually the sequel?
I think that is Jellymon the movie.
Yeah.
Zebra, what are you doing?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay,
so Keeper says the one with the Crimson Creeper and Troopertron in it, where the leprechaun goes to the hood. What? The Troopertron.
I don't know what he's talking about. The hood's funny.
Oh, crap, Kato. I think we're in the hood.
Crimson Creeper sounds familiar for some reason. I don't know why.
Here come the Crimson Chin.
I think they're VR Trooper villains.
What?
So I think they're VR Trooper villains.
I don't know.
So anyway, Nicholas Hoffs says, Kabuto, Godspeed, love, because the final battle of the movie was in space. So no Forze is not the first rider in space. That was Kabuto, Gatak, and Caucasus.
Wasn't the first space rider Super One? Okay.
Was he ever in space, though?
He talked about it a lot. I don't know. I never saw the show.
I think he touched himself in space.
That's what I would do.
Zero gravity masturbating. okay, so now we have Lawrence Tubbs. Says, oh, man. Kamen Rider, Double, and Decade Movie War 2010 because fuck yeah, Double, and Kamen Rider Axel because don't ask me questions and bitchy dolphin. I shouldn't have read that.
All right, now
Axel
I've got...
wasn't even in that movie.
Now I've got Curtis...
Definitely
Yip.
Not X.
Well, I've got Curtis Yip, and he says, mine would be the first Deno movie. It had a decent story that ties into the actual show, and many writer movies these days can't manage to do that, or much of anything at all, for that matter. Also, it had that epic moment when all four Ryu Tyros were doing the Henshin together.
Yay.
Yay for Brian being gay.
So, then Gary Baker says, say it with me now. I bet you're expecting a Double movie. Nope. Chuck Testa. I must say all riders versus Die Shocker primarily because it gave Dawson the drive to set up Watto. Now I'm just trolling. All seriousness, hands down favorite rider movie. 7 out of 8 Deno movies. I just love the damn Taros.
7 out of 8 Dennis agree. Deno movies are good.
Also agree with Curtis. Saraba was fantastic.
Shotaro's facial crushes were incredible.
So my answer would have to be probably, I mean, not to say A to Z because A to Z was my favorite, but I have to give props to the Hibiki movie. I really liked the Hibiki movie.
It really was, and it had, like, it bounced all those characters and they were all there.
Because these hands were made for holding a hoe.
Just yeah. For that line alone.
Yes, they were. And I believe that they were made for holding a hoe. That's why they hold your mother.
I'm going to have to go with the masses and say that a Double movie, because that's my answer. Just because the people have the same answer doesn't mean it's not my answer.
Yeah, the Double movie was great. The Double, the other Double movies, the V Cinemas were really good as well. I like that answer. But I also have to agree with the Ori Tanjo. Just any movie that they were able to weave it into the main story.
Yeah, I like when the movies I like it and I hate it. I like it because it makes it relevant and necessary, but I hate it because we get it so late.
It's good for rewatches. Rewatches. It's good for when you're watching it old.
Yeah.
That makes sense somewhere. When you're watching something that's already aired.
I could imagine getting irritated at it. I mean, the two times I watched Deno were both after the fact. Like, I can imagine getting irritated not being able to watch the movie after Ryotaro keeps getting abducted by Deneb.
Why let though?
You're like, well, why are we doing this? And then it just magically, it's okay.
Kind of like how between Double episodes, all of a sudden Futo Tower was destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone.
But yeah, the Hibiki movie was great. I also had to give honorable mention to the Blade movie because I really liked it.
Yeah,
that was kind of fun when they had the cap, like the Ace of Spades, so he could transform.
I like when they tied into the story, but I also like those like Fize and Blade movies where it's like an alternate version of like a possible ending.
Yeah,
where instead of getting his blaster form mailed to him, the explanation for the blaster form is you drop this.
although you do have to give credit to the Ryuki movie for having a better ending than the show.
Yeah.
What about that Ryuki special where it had a bunch of different endings and I was horribly confused and I was wondering why I just wasted my life? And then I wondered, what am I doing with my life? And then I slipped.
Well, in all fairness, you typically waste your life, but that's just because you're actually alive, so.
Well, right.
Mind.
Whoa. Mind equals blown. So.
Alright, now it's time for the best jingle ever.
Tweeter, tweet. Oh, no, so it's just the ramble time.
That's the second, but no, they're equal. I don't know. I can't decide. I love them all.
Because now it's time for ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Yes, you all voted. You said keep the jingle. So we said, okay.
I just gave in the demands.
It's easy. I don't want to do it. Please. Okay. Bulbasaur.
Kevin, Whirlwind.
Yay, I used Whirlwind.
So, for Pokemon, we had an episode about
Pokemon.
Dino or Dino or Dino or
Dino.
Dino?
I thought it was Dino.
It's Dino.
I thought it was. Now I don't think that. But I
anyway, so, I didn't see the episode because my Pokemon didn't tape, and I didn't bother to go watch it on YouTube during the day I had. So
spent his time watching 40,000 superhero shows.
Yeah, my
Pokemon.
My Mondays honestly consist of me sitting on my ass and watching a bunch of cartoons from Saturday.
Superhero Mondays. Monday,
Brian,
Monday,
Brian watches
Monday.
His Saturday morning cartoons on Monday.
I do.
But yeah, Pokemon was pretty boring.
The next episode's the Axel Agari one.
That'll be fun just because it's a Kamen Rider reference.
I'm probably making you a Power Rangers reference.
Oh my god.
Because LOL, everything Toku is Power Rangers.
Yep.
It is.
Garo, Power Rangers. It's like Power Rangers cats. They're really mad about something. I don't know what it is. It's like that little left
that
Hawkeye
TV.
Figure I saw today, and he looked disgruntled. What?
So I love that TV.
Oh. Sorry. I thought I could get away with it.
I can hear everything. You can't get away with shit.
Brian's superpower is super hearing.
Yeah, I don't know how Brian's able to hear everything we do ever, but he does it.
I was going to say, because I have a headset, but I think we all have the same headset.
Yeah, I think
you do. I don't understand. I could have something at like one volume, and Brian's like, turn the volume down! I can hear what you're doing!
Whoa. Brian's like our teacher, and we're the little kids in class playing video games. I'm ready for the podcast. We're playing games.
He's like, that is super loud. I'm like, Brian, it's on volume one. I don't care. Well, put it at one half. Brian, they don't make volume one half.
I can hear it, and that shit doesn't get leveled.
It. Invent it, and then change it. I don't know. Enough about Pokemon. I don't care anymore.
So anyway, fuck. The Pokemon Plus Nobunaga's Ambition is being renamed Pokemon Conquest and will be released in the U.S. on June 18th. So there's very little waiting for that. That's nice. Australia, yada, yada, yada. I don't see a date, but it's getting released there. So cool. Game covers for Black 2 and White 2.
Yay!
Ashes, what's its face evolved?
Sawaddle
turned into Lee Vanny.
So that's next week with the Durant episode.
Cool.
John Durant, Carly's father.
So I'm just saying.
Right. The Den of Durant. Oh no. Thank you.
Ow, I scratched my
Lee Vanny.
And the newest issue of KoroKoro is currently being leaked, like now. I don't know if any major news will get released as we're recording, but who knows? We might break to talk about some more Pokemon.
It reveals that the protagonists are really tiny. They're like Ant-Man. They're like really small. The whole entire place, the adventure takes place in the same region, but just from the perspective of like bugs. It's like a bug slap, basically.
Sweet. So, next up is Bedtime. Oh, wait.
Ben 10?
Bento?
What is next? Thundercats? Is going in time order?
I guess so. Thundercats.
Ho!
Don't call me a ho,
please. We might get canceled. So this was the trials of Lino or whatever. And so Lino died, and then he was like, oh, trials. And then he came back to life. And
shoop da woo.
Then Jago was like, you know, you're a good kid. And then he got to live. But,
got a good head on
you. I want to live.
I mean, they were pretty enjoyable episodes, I think. Part 2 was better than Part 1, probably, because
I didn't pay attention during Part 1. That's probably
I didn't really either. I paid attention in Part 2 because I was more invested in it. I didn't really care in Part 1. I'm like, oh, I think we've done this before in some show. But
yeah. So, Tommy. I have to restate this joke, even though I already made the mistake of making it. So here's what should have happened. Lion-O, in his trials, he should have met all the versions of Will Friedle. He would have fought Eric Matthews. He would have fought Ron Stoppable. He would have fought Batman. He would have fought Blue Beetle. He would have fought that asshole kid from Green Lantern that tried to poison Kilowog. And then at the end, they're like, your will to live is stronger than any Will Friedle. And then they all handed him a half of a penny. I mean, like a piece of a penny. And then he put it on, he's like, bam, penny. And then he beats Mumra and saves the world, and that should have been the series finale. Because you know what? Mumra, you might have a Sword of Omens, and you know what you don't have? Bam! Penny! In fact, you put the penny into the claw shield, and it becomes even more powerful.
Too far.
But yeah, they were okay. Like I said, it really... Like, it just hasn't been as epic for me since the beginning of the show. And I also took away from the epicness when they break randomly.
Yeah.
But hopefully we got rid of this all this angst of Tiger, like, I'll be a better king, and got the job. Shit, I suck at being king.
Yeah, if they continue the whole thing about Tiger thinking he's going to be a better king than Lion-O could, then the writers are on crack.
Yeah.
Like,
especially after this episode.
Like, after this episode with, like, Lion-O determined to be a good king and Tiger realizing that he sucks at life, like, I just hope all this, like, angsty bitchiness is behind the show and they can progress with, you know, trying to save Thundera.
Yeah.
Instead of Lion-O being too hard for Chitara and being a little bitch to Tigra, and then Tigra being a bitch to Lion-O, and then Tigra's like, Ars King! And then he's like, oh, fuck.
Sounded like Panthro.
I'm like, fuck, I can't be king because I suck.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
That's the song that Tigra always hears.
That was Tigra, and then he grew up and became king, was like, fuck, suck at this. And then Scar took over, and no one was happy with life. Because Simba died.
Yup.
I just, like, totally butchered Lion King. I created some alternate Lion King where Simba died.
That's Lion King in the red verse.
Yeah, but I mean, this season hasn't been as good so far as the last one.
But yeah.
I'm hoping that now that the whole angsty part's behind us, that we can get back to how good the first part was, or first season was, or whatever the hell this is.
Yeah.
I want more, like, the fun episodes, like the Drifter episode and stuff.
Yeah. Or even that one really deep episode about those flower people that aged like flies.
Oh,
that was a sad episode.
That one made me cry. Not
that
really.
Was pretty good.
It was really sad, though. It
was. That kid traveled throughout Lion-O throughout his whole life, and it was only like 15 minutes for him.
Can you imagine life being that quick? Like,
that would suck. Well, I guess it doesn't seem like that to them, but if it did seem like that, that would suck. So here's the next.
Next is...
Well, there's an episode of Stargate, one of the first episodes, where all the people on this planet, they only lived for 100 days. Each day was like a year. And that kind of sucked. Too. And they're like, no, we live for like thousands of days. We're like years old. And they're like, wait, what? This isn't normal? And they're like...
Shenanigans!
No. No, it's not. Like, oh, damn. And that was fun. Anyway.
Oh, damn.
Onward to what's next?
Humongous Sword.
Zexal?
Oh, I forgot about Zexal.
Zexal. This is the end of that arc with that dude
fun.
That was
that psychic guy And then it turns out that little, like, freaky thing with the glowy eyes, he kept going, Master Kite, and it's not really Kite.
Yeah, I kind of assumed. I think I even mentioned that I thought it might not be Kite last week.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed so odd.
It really did, because they're just sitting there, like, not doing anything. And then on top of that, they had that, and...
Kareevolt, the greatest the monster Kareevolt, ever.
Which is just, you know, Yuma's version of Kareeba that he gets. And yeah, and then everyone got to see Astro like, whoa, he's not talking to himself. Oh damn,
it seemed like kind of weird at the end where they just went off as if Astro was normal, like they'd always known him.
But yeah, just... like yay, Astro's so awesome, he saved us, and Yuma's like, oh me.
Astro was the one that was like, fuck, let's give up.
Yeah, I know. He's like, you must give up, Yuma. There is no way for us to win. And he's like, I don't care. Let's do this. And,
he just made Utopia Choshinka into, I forgot the name of it. What was it?
It was like Chaos Number 39. Yeah. Like, Utopia Ray or something.
Yeah, that's how you win. How can I win if I don't win with Utopia? Just make him even bigger. Okay.
Yeah, that was strange, but that was like one of, that really was one of those cards that's like, I win. I randomly draw the one card that lets me win.
There was a really specific card in that episode I wanted to remember that was like super specific for a situation that I remember those type of cards like you never put in your deck in real life because it's such a specific situation that it calls for. It was like ridiculous. I wish I could remember it, but those cards happen all the time.
Well, there was one card that was, it made me laugh because they said, what was the name of the card? It was like, oh, the comeback card. The one that he used to like take back Utopia.
Oh yeah, it was like, that. Was that the one? It was like very specific, like, I can take control of my monsters if it's being taken control by my opponent or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, I mean...
It's like, if one of my monsters is being controlled by my opponent, I can use this card to take it back.
Yeah, that was the card. Because that's like a really specific situation. Like, there's no way of knowing if your opponent's going to have a card like that.
The best part is that he's like, I'm going to play the comeback spell card. And I'm like, oh, here goes the cheat code.
Exactly. Did
they even call it the comeback card? I'm about to lose. I'm going to play the comeback card. I win. Like, aww.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And then they actually have to make that card in real life.
And then, like, he took... Which one did he took, number 11 or number 16 from him?
I think it was both, didn't he?
No, he only took one number because the guy's like, ah, oh, I still have another number.
Oh.
And
I
thought
he took
then,
both, and there was a secret number.
And then Kite showed up and was like, well, I'll take that number right there and your soul. Bitch! And then yeah, let me see. Did he... I'm going to look it up and see. Oh no, it looks like according to this, he got number 11 and number 16.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So there was some other one that... Yeah. Because the thing is, they only showed one card coming to Astral, so I just assumed he got one.
They must have been stacked.
Yeah.
He didn't get any memories, did he?
They didn't show it? I mean, he did, but that's usually what happens, but they didn't. No, they didn't show it. Let's see. This is showing that Kite has number 10, number 20, number 30, number 56.
They're going to cash in on memories when they beat Kite.
Yeah, and then it shows two other unknown numbered ones that Kite has. One of them coming from the fortune teller guy. But,
is this currently or like in Japan?
I don't know. I'm looking at the Wikia.
Oh, because he might have more later. I don't know. I don't know how long it's gonna go.
Yeah, but they and then what else? This show, and there's also like Chaos Number 32. Eventually, like there's Chaos versions of the numbers. Like I don't. There's like an evolution of like the originals or something. That was kind of strange.
It seemed kind of silly, not silly, but like sudden. Like that seems like a season 2 move where you run out of ideas.
It does. Well, it also seems like something that like if they were going to do, they would have explained or something with, like, oh, instead of just all of a sudden, like, it glows, and then, like, I got this card, and I can evolve Utopia.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They don't even have excuses anymore. They just card just poof into their deck, or their extra deck, I guess.
Yeah, and, like, they didn't have to do anything. All you had to do was just overlay Utopia with its overlay units. And then, oh, now it's Utopia Ray. What? And then it can magic. Utopia Ray is such a. He's the hacks, because all of a sudden, all I have to do is just use an overlay unit and he add 500 attack points.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. He was broken.
I'm like, why don't you just give him 4,000 points, jackass?
Like, what? And then I think how it sucks to play the game in the anime, because you only have half the life points you have in real life.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see where the story is going now that there's something going on. I mean, I know they're doing the tournament or something. They got that tournament thing coming up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, because he was training with that old dude, and then they all of a sudden
got sidetracked. Like, that was the point, was they were training for this tournament, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm going to give this some focus, but I'm still enjoying it.
How do you train for a card game?
You get more cards from the old man.
Yeah, and you practice a lot.
Deck testing. Not training. Yes.
Testing. And he's got some yogurts and crepes. He's ready.
Special. Look, it sounds it sounds cooler when you use the phrase training. Say, I'm going to be doing a lot of deck testing for this tournament. That just sounds gay.
That sounds like you're a deck scientist.
Yeah.
You'd be in the lab doing deck testing. And some dick testing later when the mood strikes.
Deck testing sounds like something you do in your backyard. Like,
test this deck out like a patio deck. Seems sturdy. Falls through. yeah, I'm enjoying it.
So now can we talk about Green Lantern?
Yes,
we can talk.
Yes. Well, that was an okay episode.
All right, Young Justice. No. Here's the thing. How in the world did they trust this dude? He looked like Vilgax combined with the art style of Osmosis Jones. Just like Feedback.
And he's voiced by Clancy Brown. He voiced Luthor in Justice League. You should know by now you don't trust Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And he looked like Vilgax. He looked like in the Osmosis Jones.
I wouldn't trust that thing that Hal got stuck with. Thing that kind of looked like Upgrade.
It didn't even talk. Like, he just didn't know. Oh, so what kind of food do you like? I don't know. I'm kind of a steak guy myself. And his mom was like, I'm going to kill this man. He's like, his waist is too tiny. No one's waist is that disproportionate from their chest. He must die.
And then Razor ran into St. Walker, which I was, like, all excited about, because for those who don't know, St. Walker in the comics is one of the main Blue Lanterns.
Oh, that's
evil. Yeah. So they were like, because he's like, oh, are you the Green Lantern? He's like, no, I walk a different path. I was waiting for him to start spouting shit about hope and stuff, since that's the emotion for blue. But although they did show him very deftly being able to dodge Razor and his attacks. And in the comics, the Blue Lanterns and the Blue Rings can destroy Red Rings.
They're clever. They're hitting that shit that I don't know, because I don't know this franchise.
They're hitting that shit.
And then apparently an entire planet can become a Green Lantern, which that was...
How does a planet have a conscience?
There was a split second when that dude... What's his name? Samuel? Whatever. When he dropped that, whatever that guy.
Oh, St. Walker, when he dropped the ring on Razor, and you're like, oh, he's gonna get it?
Sarah Walker's great uncle. Yeah, him.
Oh, you thought Razor was gonna get it?
Yeah, that's what I thought when he dropped the ring on him.
No. That's what I thought too, because that's how they made it seem.
They need pretty colors.
Or maybe they're alluding it for later, maybe. Or maybe he even just temporarily come on? I don't know. I don't know how they're going.
Pretty colors.
French. I got to say it. It is thrilling. Got goosebumps. One thing I was thinking of after the planet became a Green Lantern, and it's like, whatever you need me, I'll be there. I was thinking, based off that idea we had about him recruiting all these different colored lanterns, is what if they, he just, like, recruits them, but then it's all, like, Alien Force style, where they just come back later to defeat the hybrid? Like, in, like, a season finale or something, he calls all the lanterns that he's befriended, mm-hmm. and they come together like, this is war, bitch! Rainbows! And then it's, like, a double rainbow of justice. That's the way I...
I just like the thought of a double rainbow of justice.
That would be cool. And we did get to see in the preview that the more Red Lanterns next week, so they're going to be getting back to story, and or you know, like the main plot, and Zilia Zox will be there and such, so.
It's good. I'm still enjoying the show. It's still fun.
It's quite fun, quite entertaining.
Are they going to make toys?
I'm still wondering about the Earth Mightiest Heroes. I want toys. I need toys to represent my love for the show.
Well, when I spoke to Sound Out the other day, he was saying that like the Green Lantern toy line was canceled as well, or something like that.
It never existed.
It didn't get a chance.
Like they like apparently like from what I understand from Sound Out is that they canceled a bunch of lines. Actually, I have the conversation goes on Skype. I can just look at it, and then like people are like rioting on the Maddie collector forum websites or whatever, and they're like somebody sent them like a bomb threat to Jeez. Them and like
I like told my mom I didn't want the McDonald's toys because I was waiting for better ones, maybe I'll have to take them after all.
Like let's see, let me see if I can oh yeah, it says I was talking about GL with him, he says yeah, except the Green Lantern tour line might get canceled after one wave. So
it doesn't even get a chance to come out yet.
Like, yeah, like maybe it's like it might be like on its way out and it just hasn't gotten to stores yet, but they're already canceling it.
That's stupid.
Like they're canceling things left and right over there. So I don't know
what's going on. Here's a hint, Mattel, make better toys.
Yeah, don't make these stupid little 4-inch shits with an anorexic Superboy. Or at least make them, like, awesome 4-inch figures like the Ben 10 ones, where the damn laser lances are painted, and they're supposed to be gray. Just saying, I always thought that was funny. Gave it a gray paint coating.
Like, I mean, well, it just makes me angry when Bandai has, like, even the Power Ranger toys, where they have full range of articulation, most of them anyway, and then you get, like, the Mattel, like, Young Justice figures that had, like, very minimal articulation.
Yeah.
And, like, I like the cartoon style of figure. Like, I didn't mind the 6-inch, but, like, they just didn't look like they looked like in the cartoon, so...
Yeah. Well, Robin looked too buff. He looked like he was wearing padding, like a bulletproof vest or something.
Robin scared me.
Brian just took it out of the package. He just falls back in his chair. Robin scared me. Quote of the day.
And Mattel is such shoddy
quality?
Yeah, QC.
Yeah.
Crotch?
That's depressing.
Yeah, how are they canceled? They should be like, we're going to release Wave 1, see how it does, and then cancel, instead of canceling it before it comes out. It's like canceling a show before it comes out.
But just because the Young Justice toys did shit doesn't mean Green Lantern toys went well. Looking at how well the Green Lantern movie toys did.
Yeah. I picked up the two of them on clearance, pretty much. That's all I wanted. I'll just get these two, because they're on clearance. It didn't make sense how they released the Movie Master ones, though. You got Hal and Fishface, and then I thought the third one would be, like, Kilowog or something. But no, it's some random dude that I don't even think was in the movie for more than a couple of seconds, maybe. Oh, I was expecting Kilowog or stuff. Oh, nope. I think Kilowog was exclusive or something.
Yeah, they made a Kilowog. He was at Comic-Con or something?
I don't know.
Because I remember him existing.
Yeah, I know that. It just didn't make sense. Like, because, like, him, Fishface, Kilowog... I mean,
I think because Kilowog was so big, he had to be more expensive, and they thought no one would buy him.
Yes, they could have done some...
Kilowog's, like, one of the most popular GL characters.
I know, that's why he's the second character on the show, because Kilowog is awesome, and so is Keith McCord.
Because we want a poozer. I'm like...
They could have, even if that was the reason, they could have done Sinestro. He's the same proportions as the other two. Instead of that dude, I don't even know what his name is. He just looked like some sort of sorry excuse for anything.
Which one, Rotlop Fan or Tomar Ray or?
No, Tomar Ray is the other dude that he made sense. They made him because he was like featured in the movie, but it was the third dude that was released. He's on
Clarence. Is that Rotlop Fan?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know their names.
We have a list of these things on
the website. It was Dat Fan.
Pictures.
Wait,
Dat Fan.
You call me on the payphone. Waste my time. Anyway, tangent about that over.
Right.
Speaking of Young Justice,
let's do it to it.
This episode was like a fun filler episode, I guess.
It was just okay
for me. I enjoyed it.
It had Adam Baldwin in it, so
it's okay. It was pitchy in some places. It was a rough dog.
Clancy Brown was in this episode as well. I don't know. I guess they figured he was around the office doing voice acting for Greed GL. That's put him in Young Justice too. Okay. And then Adam Baldwin was there as Parasite, and it was awesome. And I didn't even know it was him at first.
Except for last week, Aqualad has been missing a lot.
Yeah. I miss Aqualad.
Because he's actually cool in this one, and he's cooler than Aquaman in this one. Partly because he's half cyborg.
But I do like Red Arrow.
He's Thomas H. Norstein.
I'm incredibly glad that Thomas H. Norstein is now on the team.
Yes.
So I will see him all the time.
Like, go on. Plan 1A. DNA charge.
Superboy freaked me out.
He's hooked on those fucking superoids.
The super shield things that Luthor gave him. I'm like, dude, he was popping them things like they were freaking M&Ms. Like, he was he's using more of them than people do in nicotine patches. Like,
he wasted it on the first time. It was like some stupid robber or something. I'm like, you don't need to go all ultimate for that. You know, without ultimate Humongousaur on a robber, that's more like a spider monkey job. Like, I mean, it made sense when he was stupid to face off against that dude who stole his powers.
Parasite. Adam Baldwin. Yeah. Adam Baldwin stole his powers.
I wish Adam Baldwin stole my powers.
Leave that one alone.
My powers to burp.
It did seem kind of like an odd placement since we're gearing towards the first season finale, sort of. According to Comcast, this is season 2, but it's not.
All right.
It just seemed odd that, like, because we're gearing towards this, and then all of a sudden, random episode about Robin likes to wear tights.
Well, but it was also like, wasn't this all? Didn't also like have like Red Arrow going like, there is no mole. All you guys are cool guys.
I like the IGN review for the episode said, Red Arrow said there's no mole, which means the mole should be revealed soon. It's probably Red Arrow. I thought it was Artemis the whole time.
I think it still is Artemis, honestly.
That bitch right there. Why is no one looking at it?
Just knowing
that bitch right there.
I mean, just knowing Artemis's like comic history makes you think it's Artemis, but then at the same time you wonder whether they put her there to make
as
you
a
think
troll?
You make you think she's the mole because of
maybe
her
the
comic
mole's
history.
Robin, like maybe
Robin.
It's probably gonna end up being somebody else, and then that'll cause her to be mad that they suspected her, and then that's when she's gonna run off and join Sportsmaster and her sister Tabitha. Let's call her Tabitha.
Chester.
Yeah, that's it. Chester.
Just call her Lady Deathstrike. There we go.
Yeah, Chester. But I'm guessing that's what's gonna
probably,
happen.
It's probably gonna be something with Superboy and
Superboy's only 1 year old.
Yes, but Superboy's also half Lex Luthor. And now he's got those shields.
He's got those little genome things. They can just redesign.
But the mole's been established for a while that there's one. It wouldn't just happen now. Like, you because of the shields.
But I figured the genomes could look at his mind whenever the fuck they pleased.
Yeah, but also maybe the shields are doing more than Luthor said they were. Maybe they're active.
The shields. I keep thinking of the organization.
Like
they're the spies.
Like maybe it's something that's like dormant in the cloning process, and the shields are awakening it. Like maybe he's like a dormant mole. Like he doesn't know he's a mole, but by using all these shields, it'll turn him crazy or something. I don't know.
Yes. Maybe I guess if they did go the unknowing mole route, then that would leave it open for him to be back on the team next season or whatever.
Like on Family Guy, when Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd showed up, and then someone said a phrase, and Adam West suddenly turned into a Russian spy and tried to launch a missile, and then they had to stop him. And it was hilarious because it was Adam West.
Like, I just can't...
He didn't know he was a Russian spy.
Just like Volkov didn't know he was really Winterbottom.
We can go with that as well.
But I just can't imagine any of the main cast, other than Artemis, like, being outed as a mole and evil. Can you?
What?
Can you imagine anybody but Artemis being like a mole and turned out to be like, "Mahaha, I tricked you"?
Or like those times that Hope thought she was Princess Gina von Omberg, but she really wasn't Princess Gina von Omberg. She's only made to think she was.
Is that a soap reference?
That is a soap reference.
I recognize the name Hope. I didn't recognize the name Gina. Anyway. So what's that? Young Justice. Brian, did you watch Spider-Man?
Yes.
Oh, good. I was expecting you to say no, and then I was going to say, okay, we'll double up next week. All right, on to the next. So, what was this week? Oh, yeah, that was where they went to go fight Dr. Doom, right?
Okay, yeah, we'll do that next.
Wait, what was next? What?
Transformers.
Oh, I wasn't sure where that fit in the timeline.
Because Transformers is on Saturday night, and then Spider-Man and Avengers are on Sunday. So.
But I haven't seen it yet.
You never seen it.
Because they don't put them on demand quick enough. The last
record it, you butt!
I keep forgetting it exists at night.
Just like I forgot about Spider-Man. Except I actually watched it.
Because I know wrong with you
YouTube
people?
Exists.
Well, but I keep figuring that I'll just get it on demand and then I forget they release it like 2 years after the episode
this
airs.
This is why they make DVRs.
You just got told by Kevin.
He used a VCR up until 2 months ago. This is bad.
It's more than 2 months.
So anyway,
it's like four
Transformers. You have Nemesis Prime, and Mech made like an Optimus clone, but what's his Silas was controlling it from a base.
Base dude.
So that was fun, I guess. That's really all that happened, except at the end of the episode. Optimus punched the fake Optimus down into where Silas was piloting it.
I'm the real Optimus man.
He got crushed. And so at the end of the episode, they're like, "Oh, his organs are damaged. We can't repair them with human technology." But then they have Breakdown strapped to the wall dead.
Poor Breakdown.
So, the current thought is that they're going to put Silas's mind in Breakdown's body. Which...
Wasn't Breakdown Casey?
Yes.
How dare he be dead? Fuck this show for that part. I'm never watching again after I watch that episode. Then it'll save me DVR space.
It was an enjoyable episode to watch. But nothing particularly happened until the very end there. It gives them repaint fodder for Voyager Optimus. Excuse me. Wow. Voyager Optimus, though. It was kind of a slightly purplish hue, which I'm fine with considering Shattered Glass Optimus is a purple color. But it's better than the boring, typical black repaint. But
I'm pretty.
You are. It's not Spider-Man.
Okay. Spider-Man was fun.
It was fun. It might have been just my mood today, because I woke up kind of pissed. I don't know why. It was just one of those, bad days, because I knew I had to go to school
every
today. Well, I had to go to class. I wasn't done with my essay yet. And so I'm like, oh, fuck today.
But, beat it, essay.
It angered me for some reason. I don't know why.
Really?
It was half Peter just being a complete dickwad.
Yeah.
And half Nova being a complete dickwad. And then somehow there was another half in there that the Lizzie McGuire sequences...
Oh yeah, those
were annoying me this episode. I don't know why. I still liked it, and I still like the show for what it's worth, but I don't know. I'd rather have a spectacular Spider-Man-like show, but...
It's such a half-and-half between, humor that... I wish I could remember. I need to write it down like Two Broke Girls, where it's, a line that I actually like, and that I think is pretty clever, but then that stupid moment where it shows Lizzie McGuire, Spider-Man, visualizing Nova going into a toilet. That was stupid. I'm like, who's going to laugh at that except for little kids that I hate?
I don't even think little kids would laugh at that, honestly, but...
Well, I hate them regardless.
Little kid me wouldn't have laughed at that.
Brian would have just been sitting there still crying over Pikachu's departure.
I liked the little mini Dr. Dooms. They were cute.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. I figured he was a robot when they brought him back.
He was like, damn! I'm like, oh, that's adorable. stupid.
That whole idea that they're like, oh, let's go capture Doctor. What are you doing? You're stupid. I loved the principal guy, like, he's starting to care about the budget.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone native. I thought that was pretty funny.
He's gone native.
And, like, at the end, like, in the very last thing, he's like, I need to talk to you. If we could just get the budget.
How much meat does there actually have to be for it to be called meatloaf?
That was really funny, I thought. What was the other part I was... Oh, that is something that, like when you said, Peter being a douchebag, that was also, I read in a thread, is it, while I'm trying to figure out where I'm going, where, fuck, hold on, trying to figure out where I'm going with this. Oh, yeah. Is it, I do agree with people that Peter does seem kind of like a dick, and that takes away from what makes Spider-Man being relatable. Because Spider-Man's usually, like, you know, all, like, witty when he's fighting and, like, makes jokes, but he's never, like, he's such a pompous dick. That's not Peter Parker. That's not the way he is.
Like, except when he was always kind of like quiet nerd, not...
Yeah. He wasn't like, man, I'm so fucking awesome. Look how sexy I am. Man, I just gotta go jerk off to myself. And then Nova's like, no, man, I'm awesome. My name's Sam. Sam I am, motherfucker. And then they just all... I'm doing a handstand, motherfucker. And then they do handstand offs. And I don't know. It's just... he needs to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I like the fresh take on it. It's just not really... the kind of fresh take I would have done. But.
Yeah. I would have almost rather seen just... Well, I guess it would have been a typical Spider-Man show, but I'd like to see a show just based off of these dudes, because I only sort of know who they are from, like, the, like, two or three giant Spider-Man encyclopedia nerd books I have. Mm-hmm. But I was like, just because they're different characters, it'd be interesting to see a show based off of them.
Yeah.
And because of also a lot of Spider-Man's relatability just comes from also just...
It was funny, because Nova's there, and... HLJ was having a, like, a Marvel sale. Uh-huh. There was only a couple statues and stuff. One of them was Nova, and I started laughing.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Like, I would have bought you if you were Kevin 11.
what's his name? Kid Fisto? No, it's Power Fist. Bro Fist. I know, Iron Fist.
You went through, like, five names.
I always do that. But anyway... But in addition to his personality also taking away from his relatability, I feel that Spider-Man being part of some sort of military SHIELD team also takes away from his Spider-Man-ness of just being, like, this normal guy fighting things. Like, I don't mind the fresh take, and I think that it's fun to see it in that situation, but I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brian's now. His name's Helga now.
No, this is the part where we talk about Avengers if I was caught up, but I'm not.
Should we wait?
Yes, we should wait, because I haven't seen new episodes.
Okay, did you watch the new episode, or are you waiting?
No, I'm waiting.
Okay, I watched it, just in case. It did pseudo-spoil things, because I was confused about an element that wasn't introduced till the finale of one. Anyway,
I should probably be caught up by next week, maybe. So...
It's a week.
I'll be caught up enough to watch it.
But you're on 15, aren't you, or something? At least 15.
17, I think.
Oh, yeah, like that's like 9 episodes to watch in a week.
Yeah. I'll make it.
Yeah, better.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, so this is the part where we do talk about it. Just pretend we talk about it.
Talk. Still no Pokemon news, so... apparently the 2-channel thread is overrun by hoax pictures. Bulbagarden is live tweeting. Hoax him on! Ha! Ha!
Let me try gangsta. Hells nah!
Any interesting hoax pictures or just.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not at the thread. I'm too lazy to go find it. I only know because Bulbagarden was like, oh, they're trolling you.
Anyway. Twitter question time?
Yep. So now it's time for the Twitter questions of the week.
Yeah! I did jazz hands. You couldn't see him, so the performance was wasted.
So, our first question was from King Ubneo, maybe?
King Ubneo?
King Ubneo. I don't know. King Sorry, bro. But, anyway, first he said, Dawson, what did you think of the Mass Effect 3 ending? If you haven't finished it, how is it so far? Then he said... I forgot to put my hashtag, this is Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on Citadel. Then he said, damn it, I was listening to the 1UPs when I sent my message and didn't hear Dawson saying he beat Mass Effect. So then he asks a different question. Okay, Dawson, have you heard of the Mass Effect 3 indoctrination theory where the last part was a dream?
Let's see, there's so much going on. Okay, let's start with... Okay, I liked the ending. I see people's complaints with it, given the fact that they stranded all these alien races on Earth. But I'll explain it to you another time. But I don't think it was that bad. I always assumed Shepard would die. I like that we're getting an extension on it, just for the fact that my main complaint was we didn't get to see what happened to all these other characters. And my only other complaint was you have the same pretty much ending. It's no real difference. It's just a different color of the mass relay being destroyed. And then you see the same three people no matter what when you die. And I wish you would see people that your game character actually interacted with. Mm-hmm. But so I'm just glad we're getting... I'm glad they didn't change it, because I don't think they should give in and change it. I'm just glad we're getting an expansion to see what happens to other characters. I did not hear of the indoctrination theory. I'm going to assume it's when he passed out before the elevator raised that he fell asleep and dreamed that. If that's what it is, I'll have to look it up, but no, I haven't heard of it.
Okay. So next we have Fives Daniel introducing this week's tweet question theme. It's a Gundam! Nope. Bunny! So many references in one. So he said, this week's tweets are brought to you by Oxymoron Taxidermy. It's epic with the power of an ox. Hashtag horse. So now he says, Shuki, what's your favorite Gurren Lagann robot from the Die Gurren? Hashtag Giga Drill Breaker. Yes. I really don't want to be incredibly, incredibly typical and say Gurren Lagann, but like, there's just... I mean, it was the main combination. It was the one you've seen all the time. My favorite was when he got the jetpack thingy and he could fly around. That was pretty cool. If I had to pick individual robot, I would probably say Lagann, just because he was a little adorable. But anyway, I would go with that. So,
and it's like logging on.
Though Gurren's cool too, but whatever. Did you watch any... Oh, the one that was shaped like Starmon was pretty cool.
Starmon's! I think Pikmon's!
The one that Keaton used. He was pretty cool, because he reminded me of Pikmon's. But,
Ever Pikmon's.
Did you ever watch any Gundam before, and what's your favorite Gundam anime? I'll answer this, because I'm probably the only one that can.
Yeah.
I've been watching Gundam since Wing premiered. I watched Wing, and then... I don't remember if G was right after Wing. But I watched basically anything that was on Toonami. So Wing, G, the original 8th MS team. And then I watched 0083 and... Was it 0080? Whatever the other one was. But I didn't really watch anything after that. I didn't watch Seed or Seed Destiny or Unicorn or 00 or whatever the hell the other ones are going on. Just because it kind of phased out here and I lost interest, even though I still liked robots, but Transformers and Power Rangers were taking up my time. So I just didn't really watch anything after that. Wing's still my favorite, and like, people hate me for it, but that's fine.
It's cool.
If you could pilot a Gundam or any other mobile suits, what would be your choice?
Trans-tech.
I always liked Death Scythe. I don't know why. I was apparently a little sadist when I was little. But I always liked that one. Now if I had to pick, I'd probably pick Ultron, just because it was based off a dragon and had those cool stretchy arms and shit. So I'd go with one of those. And they said mine would be the 00 Quanta or the Strike Freedom Gundam because of the cool mecha design and the funnels. Wow. Cool story, bro.
Funnels are awesome.
Next up, we have Nikozu with a pretty nifty Naruto-themed little profile pic. When are Kevin and Dawson going to watch Garo and Makai Senki?
Just silence.
It requires an answer.
Steps up the podium. I watched the first six of Garo. It didn't really captivate me. So as of right now, it's on hold for the indefinite future.
Okay.
And because of its popularity, I have a tendency not to want to watch it and join the masses, even though I join the masses on countless other things, so I'm a hypocrite. But I like to selectively be an asshole. Cool. Kevin? Oh, fuck. Did we lose him? Ow. Kevin. Kevin's dad? Unless Kevin... Oh, Kevin. Are you there?
What? I'm just sitting here.
You're a fucking asshole.
I just been sitting here.
I have. I was in my own little world thinking about God knows what, but I haven't been asleep at all.
You are lying through your teeth.
No, I really have been awake this entire time. I've heard you all talking. I just wasn't paying a single lick of attention.
What were we saying? What was the last thing I said?
No, like I told you, I wasn't paying attention. Like, I heard y'all talking, but I wasn't listening to what the words were.
That's called sleeping.
No, that's called not paying attention.
The question was, when are you going to watch Garo or Makai Senki?
That's why I tuned it out. I remember now, I was talking about Garo.
You were probably tuned out when I was talking about Gundam.
Something yeah, that too. I heard all that and I just tuned it out. So yeah, I was here.
I just been sitting here.
Answer the fucking question.
I don't know. When I decided I want to get boobs.
Beautiful. Shuki, what did you think of Makai Senki? I thought it was awesome.
He thought Kenji Matsuda.
I liked it more than the first one in a sense that it brought in a lot more of the returning characters. And it had Kenji in it. And it had more armors than just Garo, Zero, and Kiba. So I liked it in that aspect. It just felt like it had a more coherent story to me because I could follow it as opposed to the first one where I was like, what? I mean, I understand the first one now in boobs. But
in boobs? It was only the first episode, wasn't it? It was just a stupid painting of an ugly chick.
The show started with boobs.
Boobs.
But I mean, no, I really, really liked it. I'm looking forward to the movie coming out, too.
Boobs.
Kevin, since you got the Saint Seiya cloth figures, are you watching Saint Seiya Omega?
No, I have to find where to watch that at. Where do I watch this? Anna, where do I watch this? Because all my viewers seem to want to know where the hell I watch my shows. So if you tell me, then I will watch it, and then I can comment.
So, Fives Daniel or Nikozu or whoever listens to this first, if you can find him subs, he'll watch it.
Why do they assume we watch the show from the reviews? I'm just reviewing this. I don't watch the show. Just because I know the names, unlike some people.
And I don't think he ever answered my question when he asked us just on general Twitter questions. Not our Twitter questions, just general Twitter. Is this like a continuation of the original show, or is it like a reboot?
Because
if it's a reboot, I'll watch it. If it, you have to have the... Yeah, look that up for me. Because I mean, it's a reboot, I'll watch it. If you need the original series, then I won't, because I'd want to watch that first.
Yeah, I didn't watch the original series either, so that would be helpful to know.
Why are you buying them?
Because they're pretty and shiny, and I wanted to watch the series anyway. It says it's a spinoff inspired by whatever, by the manga. It takes place in the future, 25 years after the Holy Wars of the 20th century. So, basically, like it says, Pegasus Seiya is the protagonist of the manga, is revered as a saint of legend. So this is like 25 years after the original show.
Oh, it's like the Legend of Korra. Huh?
Yes, actually, exactly like that. Why am I buying them? Because I fucking can.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Lars says, what do the other go-catchers do while waiting for Guy to finish this part of the roll call?
Angry Birds.
Hashtag one-handed push-ups. well, there's that.
Masturbate.
There's that. Don't said masturbate.
That's what Luke is doing.
Go eat. take a nap.
Catch up on their favorite shows.
Play some video games.
Poop and catch Entei.
Take another poop and catch Raikou. all sorts of things. Go buy toys. Should they buy toys?
Masturbate again.
Wait for all the Omni activations.
Sort their Ranger keys.
Tweet. Saw this fucking loser is taking forever to roll call again. Hashtag FML. Hashtag Go Kyger. Hashtag.
Masturbate again.
Tokujo asks, who let the dogs out?
Randy Jackson.
I'm sorry.
Randy Jackson.
It smells tight, dog.
I'm going to go with Randy Jackson, just because let's blame everything bad.
That was my bad. I'm sorry.
Randy Jackson.
Oh, Kevin let the dogs out?
Which one?
I did. I let my cock out.
I thought it was Celery Man. I thought he let the dogs out.
Who dat?
Fize Daniel asked, what's your favorite Gundam mobile suit? I kind of answered that in the which one I would like to pilot, since I picked my favorite one. So. Sound Out says, hypothetical situation. Figurettes get recalled.
I don't like your question, by the way, Sound Out.
All of the figures are seized by Bandai. Which toy line would you religiously buy instead?
I would have put a gun to my head and killed myself. So.
SIC, I guess.
I would probably go with that because it's more riders, I guess.
You should go with my answer.
I have a question. If they're seizing all of our toys, don't we get paid for them? Like,
you better. I say stage a coup. And
if
say
things
stuff
get
like
recalled,
stage a coup.
Don't you like get your money back and shit?
If they're being recalled,
there's
how would
flaws
they know we had
your
them?
Plausible question, Sound Out. We need a laid out contract of a series of events.
What'd you ask, Kevin? How would they know we had them?
Yes.
I don't know.
They'd have to find us.
It's a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, but there's not any clear variables. Do I have a sword? Do I have a lightsaber? Can I defend myself? Am I a Jedi? I could easily fend them off.
Can I kill Bandai?
I have a secret base. Why are they recalling them? Are they
can
cleanly?
I smear the walls of the building with poo? Because I can cover the walls of their building with poo, and that'll teach them a lesson.
That'll teach them. Yeah, I would probably go with SICs just because I do like them now.
I'd collect vinyls. They're cheaper.
Good answer. They get more views, too.
Yeah, or I'd kill
myself. I'd stick with Bedpan and just pack up the old Toku wagon, hand it over to Rhymes with Mia.
I would probably...
Actually, I like Dawson's answer. Just pack it in and go home. Just go, you know what? Screw it. It's a good ride. We're done.
I would consider that and probably start getting more Pokemon stuff. Because, I mean, it's always something that was on my mind, but I'm so into Toku stuff now that I just don't hunt down anything beyond, like, the Jack Pacific figures and the Zukon figures and the Poliplas. I just realized there was a lot of ants there. But I would probably, like, get deeper into Pokemon merchandise and get like more plushies and more of the candy toy little figures and stuff. I'd probably do that.
I need to go find a Panpour plush.
Cool. Mr. Black 49 says, if you could change any PR morph sequence, which would it be and what would you change it to?
MMPR to the one that was in World
Wild
Ranger.
Forces did not be stupid.
What'd you say, Kevin?
I said MMPR, so the one in Once a Ranger.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I did like that little scene.
I have the best answer of anyone.
I agree on the Wild Forest one, just because I hate that one.
Oh, that's screw stupid. Your mother.
And they copied stupid. It. They didn't even come up with a stupid idea. They had to copy a stupid idea.
Mother,
I changed Samurai's to not take an entire lunch break. I would just obliterate full-on morph sequences and do it more like Go Busters and Sentai where it's just done. Yeah. Or Kamen Rider, you're done.
Like, you that's why on? I like how often Samurai's been doing the instant morphs.
I would just almost prefer to go that way.
It's just so much easier and faster and looks cooler. And more real, because that's technically what happens. I mean, they don't get teleported to some other dimension, which they do all this
to
stuff.
A television studio.
I mean, some sort of effect happens and they change. I mean, that's what happens.
They change, Go Sager.
I get it. So, Lars Ars says, again,
thanks, douche.
Do you think Toei will make a late-night Kamen Rider parody if Akiba Ranger is successful?
I will slip my
throat. Insert asshole response about Forza already being a parody, and they made Kamen Rider G already. Boom, lawyers.
I will slit my throat.
Shut up. I have said this multiple times that G would be a really cool show, and I think if they did want to go a parody route, not do it so much as a we're going to make fun of you that Akiba Ranger's doing, but more of a just kind of throw in every trope imaginable into the show, but don't particularly reference it. And just make it cheesy and fun like G was. I think G would make it absolutely fantastic.
And expand the role of generic parody. Soldier.
Yes, the Jiro. Make him a legit character. And Snake Orphanok, I think it was in there that movie somewhere too.
He just shows up places. He's like a lurker also. He was in the O's movie.
Like, I realized that G was half of that guy from SMAP's creation, but like, get the full on licensing, make a friggin' like full movie or a little show like Akuma Ranger or something. Like, I want a fucking figure art of him, damn it. Anyway. Chenix asks, what is the most overrated game you played and the most underrated game you played? Overrated game I've played. I don't generally play too many of those.
Awesome's gonna go with Skyward Sword.
That wasn't very overrated. I thought it was like, well, maybe on IGN, but it actually was treated pretty fairly.
Oh, look, Brian, there's a Series 2 unit of a Pokedex coming out in July.
Overrated. I'm trying to think. I just had one. I just thought of it and I lost it. Oh, Borderlands 2. Hate. Who's not out yet? In the future, it'll suck. Borderlands 1. Hate that game. It's so boring. Like, it's fun at first, but it just gets so boring. That and Portal 2 were like the two games my friend would threaten me with. I'd be like, oh, I really don't want to go there. He's like, we're going to have to play Portal 2? We're going to play Borderlands? I'm like, all right, let's go. It was just like, oh, Borderlands was just, it was too much.
I for one love Portal 2.
It's too much. It was too much.
It's because you're stupid.
No, I liked it, but it just went on too long, and it was just too much. And it was trying too hard. But that's for another time. But Borderlands is at the top there. That was I turned Borderlands in when GameStop had this deal to get like almost the original value of the game back, and I put it towards Pokemon Gold and Silver. The guy was like, "You're turning in Borderlands for Pokemon?" I'm like, "Hells yeah!"
I honestly have no idea. I'm trying to think of one, and I can't really. I don't know, the original Halo, maybe?
Halo's not underrated.
No, I meant for overrated.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Like, I really, really like it. But, I mean, it didn't really revolutionize first-person shooters or anything. It was just really popular.
I think the reason that they say that is just because it brought first-person shooters to the console.
Yeah.
But most of the awesome stuff from Halo, I think, came after 1. 1 was pretty generic.
Underrated, I'd probably say The World Ends With You, just because it's incredibly popular with the people who've played it, but not that many people have played it. And in a kind of sense, sort of Skylanders, like, it's actually a really fun game that gets overlooked by, like, hardcore gamers, because they play the best shooter games ever and all that
FR.
Stuff. So, like, I think it deserves a little bit more credit as an actual game, because, I mean, it is kind of sort of mindless fun, but, I mean, it's definitely not underrated to the fact where it's selling like hotcakes, because the figures are, at least. The game really isn't. But I'll have to go with that, just because I have no idea.
Underrated Psychonauts. Loved that game. It was such a fun platformer.
I heard that game was good.
It was really good, and it didn't get very much recognition in the mainstream. I also like Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. That was good.
The Oddworld games were fun. I didn't play all of them, but hey, yeah, Kevin, you still awake?
I'm awake.
He was just sitting here.
Well, I was wondering what your answer was.
I don't have an answer. Most of my, like, because I don't play very many games. Like,
he buys them.
No, like, okay, that's just stupid. But, like, most of my games are all, like, the same thing. Like,
Kirby's
all...
Epic Yarn.
Oh, that's a good underrated.
That was incredibly underrated.
I mean, it was what? Easy, but, like, the mechanics...
It was easy. Really shit good. Got hard if you're trying to 100% that bitch.
Oh, damn. You just went gangsta.
Well, it fucking is. If you were trying to 100% that game, you had to do some tedious, hellish things.
Hellish?
Hellish? You had to suck off a man in an alleyway.
Pretty close.
Poke meat sandwich?
But... that comes to mind. Okay, so next he says, will you sometime in the future buy a big area that will be for toys and nothing else? Yes.
Hopefully.
In potential house plans, Kat and I already agreed that there'd be one room just for displays.
Just for toys.
That's probably never going to happen, but the idea is there.
Because Brian won't be able to afford a house.
I already thought of I'm going to leave the bulk of my giant-ass display here and just take some of it with me when I get my apartment.
Well, we're going to buy the RRR Tower, which will be an actual tower, and every staff member will have their own floor, so...
Sounds good.
I think we should need to get that mansion so we can just sleep in the meat sack.
And it is from the RRR Tower that we will rule the world.
Rule the world!
We have our Singaporean kid army that protects us. That'd be awesome.
Since we know nothing about the Leo Zodiac, would it be a big twist if Suspenders Man was Leo? At this point, yes, considering what just happened.
And considering he's stupid. He could reveal it's all an act and then turn into himself from that picture we saw.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that. it's like a different person.
That was funny.
Yeah. Like, I just don't see that because he's not really showing any signs of it right now, and Leo
anything ever.
Obviously already exists. So, I have no idea where the fuck Leo is.
Theoretically, he could be another Zodiart.
Yeah, he could.
Leo is having bathroom issues. He's just been stuck in shitting his brains out for the past 6 weeks.
He took a drug test.
You saw it.
Yes.
Write this down, actress who can't speak or is not allowed to speak. That's great.
Vice Dan asks, what's your favorite Gundam mobile suit? You asked that already.
Damn it.
Then John says, just read Battle Fever Robo as Battle Fever Hobo. Now that would be a fun series. I agree.
That sounds like a podcast title.
And then, so Kiefer says, what old shows would you love to eventually see on DVD?
Digimon.
Yeah, Digimon's at the top of the list, definitely. A lot of them came out already.
I would love for Disney to finish their old cartoons.
I would love for Disney to finish Gargoyles.
I was about to say that. I heard that they're finishing that this year.
Are they? Because I heard they were, and then I haven't heard anything since then.
I don't know. I heard they were. I'm hoping they actually get around to it. But from what I've looked at, like, none of the shows they started putting on DVD are done. I left them to actually do Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
They put out, Galador. Like, one volume of four episodes, and I was like, I'm not buying this. Go away. And then you need to do Mighty Ducks and Quack Pack.
And Galador.
No, you know what would be fun? Hysteria.
Galador. I'm so happy I can remember the name.
Does anyone know what Hysteria is? Okay.
No.
It's like some sort of mass hysteria. They're like, oh, fuck.
Goof Troop. We got
it. Oh, fuck, it's Goof Troop. And that causes hysteria.
I want to go back to Mighty Max. I already said that in a previous episode to answer for something, but it was just a fun show. And actually, they need... Oh, Disney's Hercules and Attack Aladdin.
Hercules was cool. So was Aladdin.
I know.
Spectre Gadget.
With Kingdom Hearts 3D's U.S. release nigh, what Disney worlds would you like to see in future games? Speaking of Gargoyles.
Yeah, actually. Oh, God, that would be awesome.
That would be terrific in that game.
Especially if they got the actual cast. They just call it the entire Star Trek cast and go.
I'd like to see Pixar worlds.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, too, when I seen this question.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be awesome. We could go to Cars. We could have Mater.
Cars. I would love a Cars world. Like, Sora gets turned into a car.
He could help find Nemo.
Like, to Mater, but without the T.
Up.
Up. You can't make a fun level out of Up. It would end up like Winnie the Pooh world. 100 Acre World was just shit every time. Play the boats game. No.
They could make Disney's Little Mermaid into DVDs. That was a fun show, too. Am I the only person that watched that?
Probably.
Yeah.
I remember bits and pieces of it.
The Genie in the Aladdin show was voiced by Dan Castellaneta, who does the voice of Homer Simpson. That's awesome.
Why isn't Blue's Clues on DVD? And The Big Comfy Couch. Fuck. I need a marathon that chiz.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that. But yeah, Pixar was like one of the first things that came to my mind. That's just how awesome some of those would be.
I'm going to touch you.
I remember everyone was like, oh, Power Rangers, because Disney owned it at the time. Like, shut up. Who would win in a fight between Big Green from Dragon Ball Z and Sparkle from Transformers? I had no idea who either of the two things you were talking about.
Me either.
Who the fuck is a Big Green?
I think there's some sort of joke here that I just don't understand.
Is he referring to Piccolo? I don't know. It's the only green person I know of note.
Robin Sparkles? That's from How I Met Your Mother. And she wants you to go to the mall today.
So I typed in Sparkle on the TF Wiki and it took me to Spike.
Is this autocorrect gone right?
Sparkle. Foreign names. Sparkle in the Omni Productions dub. So Spike? Spike wouldn't win anything ever.
Brian, did you hear that Beast Wars Neo was getting a DVD release in Japan?
Yeah, I'm hoping like we get some subs or like
we'll get it here.
Shout Factory gets on their asses and subs it themselves.
Yeah, that'd be great. Either one, really, at the moment, but that'd be awesome. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Because like I've always wanted to watch those shows, but they never really got a good enough sub.
I know.
I'm going to skip this question from you, Kiefer, because V, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah.
Think you're high, bro.
I honestly have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't either.
I think you're delusional, bro.
I couldn't even flash on it.
This is from Kerry Hirokin, Jeff. If you were Saban, would you have Antonio get the Super Mega Mode or use the Black Box, which would make... that's different. No, it's... Well, it's kind of quasi is. Get Super Mega Mode or use the Black Box for Super Mode or Shark Attack Mode. He's golden. Fuck yeah, he is.
Oh, my answer? Easy. All of the above.
Yeah. There we go. Super Mega Mode is so easy to have done. Just... Like, I don't know. You have it happen somehow.
I will not give up on onesies, damn it.
I don't necessarily want to see a shark one, because I think it would look kind of funny. At least in Mega Mode.
It happened already.
Did it?
Well, I mean, Shark Attack Gold could happen if they used footage.
We haven't seen Toys.
I don't even know what that mode that's called. Shark Attack Mega Mode?
Shega Mode.
Sure.
No, Mega Shark Attack Mode Ranger.
But anyway, yeah, I would like to see everything. I disagree with Awesome, and I would like to see a super mega shark mode attack. So much gold and red at the same time would make me splooge.
Isn't that that was sploosh. That was the stuff invented by, in holes. Anybody brought / red holes?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Really.
Everyone's like, oh, you should read more. You don't read holes is a classic. Sure, I was forced to read it, but still.
Awesome. You can't read. We know this to be a fact.
Look. I don't have any arguments.
Goof troop.
Brian's just going to say
we
goof.
We always live together. Oh, we're the goof troop. Best of Next. Friends forever.
Next in line.
So, from John, he says, hey guys, took last week off, so that means I get to double up this week. Not double. And oh, what an easy week I'm making it for you guys. Trust me, this is just the calm before the storm. I'm worried. question one. Collectively, you all have watched, get ready for this significant term here, crap ton of TV. With there being few discussions going around, this was my fault, I was bitching about school, about weak female portrayals in the media, I wanted to ask you guys who you thought were some of the strongest female characters you have ever seen in TV.
Sarah Walker.
Sarah comes to mind. Using Toku as an example, Jen.
Oh, yeah. God damn it! I couldn't remember who she was for a second. I'm like, yeah, and then she also kidnapped people in Chuck. That was fun.
That's strength right there. I mean, there's a lot of shows going around now that have, like, females in strong roles, so... People still bitch about it all the time, but, I mean...
I want to say Olivia Dunham from Fringe to an extent.
Colonel Carter in Stargate, and then that same chick, her character in Sanctuary, because Helen Magnus, that's awesome. And then, what else? Jewel State, she's... Everything she does is awesome, and she's hot. And...
Any of the females in Chuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Gretas.
I mean, like, probably, like, the weakest female on that show is probably Ellie, and she still kicked ass.
Yeah. So hit John Casey over the head with a pot. And then you think, oh, look at little Alex. She looks so timid, but then she beat Casey up. She's like, step off. She karate'd him to death. That was intelligent. I just thought of someone else. I can't think of.
Was a weak female character? Mia and Emily.
Robin Scherbatsky from How I Met Your Mother, clearly.
Okay. What else? Princess Peach. Yeah, nah, fuck that shit.
Zelda.
TV.
Jigglypuff.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some, like, that are actually relevant.
There's
to
a strong
topics.
Female character, Snivy.
That actually makes sense.
Snivy. I like it.
There's a weak female character, Dawn.
Iris.
Such a kid.
Every female rival in that show. They all suck. Was it Burgundy and... Georgia or something, I don't know. The color and the state, whatever their fucking names are.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, cop shows and stuff that are starring females and stuff too, so.
That stupid bitch.
Who is a strong female? Hope on Days of Our Lives.
He'll know what you mean.
I know he will.
Question.
Sammy sometimes when she's not crazy or hosting Biggest Loser.
That used to be hosted by somebody else, and I think she got fat.
It was Caroline Ray, the chick from Green of the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, we can't have you being fat, so we're going to replace you with this chick.
Yeah.
She looks similar to you, so people are familiar with her. And anyway.
I was going to say, they kind of look alike.
I know. I think that's why they did it.
Oh, you know who's also a strong female character? RuPaul. Fire Emblem.
Tackle.
Yeah. Akiko. Hina. Not Hina. What's her name? The little one. Yuki.
The little one.
I almost called her Yucky. That's a good name for her.
Yes. No, she's adorably cute and stupid at the same time.
New summary nickname noted. We got Genny and Jappe and Yucky and Tank.
So his second question is something or another. I lost it there. With said crap ton of TV viewing, you've obviously lost some TV series before their time. Living and wanting to know more due to their ending, which left you unsatisfied for whatever reason, be it cliffhanger or just suddenly getting yanked off the air, what are some TV shows that you would really like to know the true/proper ending to?
Power Rangers.
Stargate Universe. That only went like 2 seasons. That should have gone longer because it was awesome.
Terra Nova.
Yeah, Terra Nova. At least it ended somewhat satisfying, but I want to know what's in the Badlands. Was it copies of Superhero Tyson?
Yeah, I mean, like, it ended good enough for me to feel okay with it not coming back, but, like, it still left so many questions.
Yeah.
Star Trek Enterprise, because even though, like, that
it
last...
It sucks because it's not Star Wars.
It was okay, and they had, for some reason, they put Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis in there just because, and Like, it was okay. They should have run the show longer. It was stuck on the fucking UPN. Nobody watches UPN. I mean, come on.
Change
UPN
channel.
Sucks.
Cross Wars?
Cross Wars, yes.
Gargoyles?
Oh, definitely
and
Gargoyles.
I say that because Greg Weisman had, like, a billion ideas for that show, and he'll tell you them if you ask him. And Disney pretty much tried to, like, push him out of creative control after the second season, which is why he left, and the third one was so short and shitty. And, like, because he wasn't involved, like, at all. Mm-hmm. And, like, he had so many ideas, like, spin-off shows and, like, things with different characters and Lexington being gay and, like, all kind of things. It was...
Mention also, awesome. I think I've talked about it with John, which is Journeyman. That one ended short. I think it was a little past 13 episodes, I think. But it ended not like in a satisfactory way, more like Terra Nova in a way. It ended kind of like in an okay place. Mm-hmm. But I think, and that's one of those shows where actually the creators and stuff and the writers actually said what their plans were, which was kind of nice. So we got closure in that sense. But I would have liked to seen it.
Right. And it hasn't ended yet, but a show that will probably end without me being satisfied because it won't have a real ending is Clone Wars.
I already saw I saw a sneak preview in 2005. It's called Revenge of the Sith. Let's see. Oh, Daybreak. That show, it ended with it revealed who was setting him up for this murder that he'd been set up for, but it never revealed who was keeping him in this time loop because he kept repeating the same day over and over again. And they just kind of alluded to it, and it leaves me wondering. And I also want to know what happened after the Planet of the Apes remake. Fuck! What happened to Mark Wahlberg? How did he get into other movies after that? I thought he was trapped. Why are they making that stupid movie about him and a bear? That looks awful. I was disgusted by it.
I'm trying to think of more for me, but I can't think of any.
Is it him and a bear or him and a Bear Grylls? Oh, we...
Him and a bear. If it was him and Bear Grylls, I'd be fapping. I just thought of one and I lost it. Lost? I actually would have liked more answers from Lost. I wasn't as upset as most people, but I still would have liked some answers. Like, the island's magic and it's got a core, but why? Fuck, fine, I'll buy. Heroes. That should have gotten the last season of like 13 episodes. Especially with how popular it was. Ringer. Well, I guess it hasn't ended yet, but it needs to get a second season. That's just a campaign.
Let's see. What other shows?
What this is what happens when a majority of what I watch is cartoons.
Yeah. That's actually exactly what happens to me. What?
What is it? No Ordinary Family. I liked that. It ended sort of like Terra Nova in the way that was sort of satisfactory, but it left you with more questions at the end. And it had some sense.
American Idol, I'm never satisfied with the ending of that show.
Oh. X Factor, that sucked. Because it did.
They had Paula Abdul.
And fake Randy Jackson.
Fake and that Randy. Pussycat Skank.
What else? Spectacular Spider-Man. That definitely needed more.
I was waiting for you to say that one.
Spectacular. RPM.
I wasn't satisfied with that waterfall. I thought they could have done more.
I need more RPM, really. That's all. I'm more Dylan.
More Dylan.
Dragon Ball, I think it should have gone for AF and gotten more ridiculous. And ended with Goku actually just becoming Earth.
Super Saiyan 12. We need Super Saiyan 12.
Goku just becoming Earth.
I don't know, I was trying to think of the next level of ridiculousness.
Super Saiyan 12, basically his hair just becomes as long as a wedding train. In like the royal wedding. So it's like 20 feet long. And
Goku is the royal wedding.
He can whip it around as a weapon.
I whip my hair back.
The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Or Life on Deck. That needed a much more satisfying ending. Or movie ending. What the hell happened there, man? Drop the ball on that shit. Lizzie McGuire? Even Stevens?
Wasn't Lizzie McGuire supposed to get spun off into some different show?
Yeah, if I remember right, it was like they were supposed to be on primetime, and it was going to be in high school, but then they're like, we want more money, and they're like, fuck you, we're just going to be That's So Raven now.
That's So Raven?
they were like, screw you, you got food, you don't watch it anymore.
It's the future she can see.
They were like, so screw you, you got boobs, we hate you. And we're going to somebody new. That's what they always do. Disney hates girls.
And they replace them with crappy shows I don't like.
That don't really exist. They were just weird. Drake and Josh needed a more proper ending, I thought.
Yeah, didn't really get a satisfying one.
I mean, technically, Really Big Shrimp sort of felt like an ending, but they never really advertised it like that. They're just like, hey, look, Big Shrimp.
Hey.
Hey, Danny Phantom.
Gotta catch him all because he's Danny Phantom.
Brian's blogging about shows.
Okay, so this is a long string of a single question by Delix that part one failed to show up because he spelled official wrong. So I had to go onto his Twitter to look at it because all he does is tweet us questions.
That sounds
so
right.
Hypothetical question, just like Sound Out. People love their hypothetical questions.
I don't like hypothetical.
Three of you are trapped in a dark room with explosives glued to your skin.
Wait, the three of us or just three of us in general?
Three
like
of
our
you.
Staff? Okay, all three of us. Okay.
You have 1 hour to find a key in a laser shark infested pool before the explosives go off.
Are you Dr. Evil?
There's one key and it breaks after one use. What are each of your strategies to get the key first? In case you're wondering, the key is to unlock a special solution which makes the glue come off your skin.
Well, I would push Brian into the pool. It would distract the sharks and then... Because Brian would float, and then I could go get the key.
Because I would float.
Meanwhile, Dawson's there. He probably would be going in circles, not knowing where he is. I would just kick him in the face.
I'd
and
probably
then be done with
pretend
it.
To be asleep, but then actually fall asleep.
What
kind of question is this?
A fun one. Also one that makes me very confused. So...
Are we going to be kidnapped?
Should we pay bikers $5 to protect us?
Okay, so we're trapped in a dark room. Like, is it, like, dark to the point where we can't see? Or is it just, like, not really light? Like,
see, well,
that defeats the... That defeats the purpose of having a solution if I can't read it because it's pitch black.
No, it's like a liquid solution, not a...
Oh,
I'm
gonna use
Shut
the
up.
Death plus to swing out of there. What's her name, Vanessa? And then she's gonna end up being a fembot. Our wedding night's not gonna go well.
She's gonna have guns in her boobs.
So, I would. Okay, now here's another question: would after one of us uses the key to get the solution, is there enough solution for all of us, or is it two of you fucks are gonna die?
Can we just carry the other two out?
I wouldn't want to carry you out if you had explosives glued to your skin.
Well, then you could take it to the bomb squad. The yeah, that's right.
Take it to the bomb squad. Oh,
why do you want to kill the bomb squad? You're not getting the bomb off you. Look, I'm kicking Dawson in the face. I'm pushing Brian into the shark tank, and then I'm gonna get the key and just be done with the whole thing.
Can we defuse the bomb?
Say screw you guys, I'm getting him, and be done.
Does anybody have an intersect? There's too many variables.
I would find a way to speed up the process of the bombs. Toss these two into the pool to kill the sharks, then get the key and use it.
Here's what I would do. I'd whip out my phone, plug the phone into the bomb, Irene Dimova, solve, we're all saved. Quick, find the porn virus, find it!
If anyone knows about porn viruses, it's awesome.
Another idea is to saw off an arm and use that as bait for the sharks.
But do we have a saw?
Got arms. And then how are you deciding whose arm gets sawed off?
Not mine.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Fair enough.
Extreme edition.
Go with that, I guess.
Whoever gets scissors literally gets their arm cut off. You said for bait? Why don't you just cut off a finger? Why the whole arm?
They could be like, open up. I figured if there was more laser sharks, why are they laser sharks? Like, how does that work?
Because of Dr. Evil.
I figured if there's multiples of them, you would need more than just a finger to lure all of them.
What about all your fingers? But leave the arm, Ellie. Come on.
Fine, we'll settle with the hand. Are we okay with the hand?
I want a stub I can beat people with when I'm old.
Stub. Like, I think that would work. Do we have any other tools?
Spy!
Can we just wait to get rescued? I mean,
is there anyone looking for us?
I mean, surely being members of the RR podcast, there will be people looking for us. I mean,
there's Jeff and Kiefer and...
Chris would look for us. He has Chris? The food droids.
He would use the food droids to rescue us. Problem solved. That's the ultimate answer.
Chris and Sonar would use food droids to find us, and then...
Now, how did we get kidnapped if we had that army of Singaporean children to protect us? Did you kill them all? What is happening?
Did you kill them all? That was a fun question. I like that. We just countered it with more questions, but...
Found all the holes in it.
I now expect you to make a post in response to this podcast and the thread on Friday explaining more behind this.
So, who kidnapped us?
Who kidnapped us? What other circumstances are there? And are there any other tools? Can we get a magnet to, like, bring the key up without having to go into the water? Is there a gun? Can we shoot the sharks?
Can we shoot ourselves?
Or Dawson?
Hey!
A hand you say we got something better, throws Dawson.
Whoa! This is all the thanks I get for coming up with a scenario in which I save everyone.
Well, this is what we'll bring in Shark Shasta. He will taxidermize Dawson and then use him as a club and beat the sharks.
Genius. Yes, yes, good, good. Okay, so enough of that. No more questions.
Hey, what if we just ripped the laser off one of the sharks and then we use it on the other ones?
Ripped it off?
What if the sharks don't eat us? What if they're vegetarians?
What if they just don't care?
Yeah, what if they're like the sharks in Nemo and they're like, people are friends.
Not food.
Yeah.
People are friends, not food. I don't know, maybe they're friendly sharks. You never specified they had to be bitchy sharks.
Although they probably get pissed off if they get lasers on their heads.
I don't know, I might be happy if there was a laser on my head.
You're not a shark.
I know I'm not a shark.
What if they're exploding sharks? What if they're just a bunch of sharks from Zexal? Just a bunch of from the anime. They're just swimming down there with lasers on their heads.
Swimming down there, going around looking at people's cards in the bushes. Fucking cheater.
What if they're just card sharks? Like other cards. Anyway. No more questions. Raises 8 more questions.
Card sharks.
What if they're street sharks?
Then we're in luck.
What if they're shark zords? They're really dinosaurs. And then they could possibly be herbivores given given the shape of their necks. I don't know.
God damn it, final thingies.
Final thingies.
First one was so much more exciting.
I know.
It took all of his juice.
My throat went out just now, but I still have a thingy that's not final.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. So fuck.
So dumb.
That's so Raven. That's so Ravemon.
That's
it's the Shinka he can do. I don't know. So make sure you keep sending in your Twitter questions. We're getting a lot more now, so keep sending them. And head over to the Facebook page to answer the question of the week. And well, I don't know when it'll be from when this releases, but look out for the new RRR show.
Yep.
Kuga. Episode Kuga.
Kuga.
Should we just end it on that awkward silence?
First thing I thought of, and then I saw Lola Bunny in my head. I watched Space Jam the other day.
The movie was so good. Right. Sure. Okay. Hello and welcome.
Your mother's gay.
Welcome to Your Mother's Gay. It's like a Jerry Springer show. I'm sorry, sonny. I had to be myself.
I had to be myself.
Let's see. Did I get?
I love that whatever I can hear in the background. I think it's a toss between Kevin's TV and Kevin's iPad.
My TV is not on, thank
it's
you.
It's Dawson's TV.
Oh. Shh. No, it's not. Okay. But he was playing games.
I know, I heard fucking... Wow. I heard Scramble with Friends.
Wow. Like a little tattletale. He was playing games, Brian.
Well, he was. Can't be the only one that gets in trouble.
Hold on, let me go to my article. Like, seriously, that's all we have?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care to talk about the Tiger Bunny PSP game because I'm not going to play it because I see text in it.
What's that?
We talked about the fucking Fuck My Cock series complete and the horoscope switch already.
Plus, we have enough shit to talk about later.
Young Justice was canceled, no one cares.
Yeah.
Not the
toy
show.
Line, not the show.
Jesus. Yeah. It's just because it sucks.
We just had like 50 people shit themselves, Brian. Don't do that.
I want to talk about Pokemon Conquest getting a US release, but I figured we'd just save that for a Ramble Time Pokemon since I didn't watch the episode and the anime sucks.
Okay, let's. Then I guess we'll move on
to our news connoisseurs.
Yeah.